Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah, the one, oh, I'm going on the air now. The one for the network.
You were just taking a phone call.
Talking to Beth Ann McBride.
B.A.
There she is, our producer, Beth Ann McBride.
Phone calls are to be made on your time.
Well, Mr. Hand, Mr. Spicoli.
Isn't this really our time?
Yeah, I got it mixed up. I called you Mr. Spicoli. Gosh, so much to hit here on today's show, being as yesterday was the Elvis show.
Yeah. Hit me with your best shot.
Rather than some groaners, we're going to go with the jokes today, which are also supplied by the very same famous service that we don't pay for.
The complete sheet.
The complete sheet.
Yeah, because it is complete. If there's anything funny, they've got it.
Hello?
Hi.
This is Scott Shannon.
And I'm Elbert Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
A professional DJ from New York City. And if I could say one thing for a moment to both Juan and to Miguel.
Yes.
Yesterday's show was an absolute horror to the memory of Elvis Aaron Presley.
Well, I was talking with my good friend Jethro. We used to play football in Bel Air, and he said he was positively delighted with the show. And so was Ms. Hathaway. So what do you think of that? And Granny. And Jed. And who else?
Ellie Mae.
Ellie Mae.
And the only name I have to throw out is Mason Dixon.
Ah, Mason Dixon is Dick Tracy outfit.
He agrees with me.
Very good.
But having said that, hello. Oh, and hold on. I got to just... Before we start the jokes...
My microphone smells like Desinex.
Rob is Rain Man always.
Oh, what?
No, come on. I got to mention this. 5 minutes before the show today, I brought Mike down to Rob's new office, which is by our office down here on the... Thank you for letting me call it the second floor.
The AO.
Yes.
The anal office.
Okay. He has got, now with all the things that this boy's got to do around here, not to mention all the things he's got to do at home, because I heard, you know, the crying kids today on the telephone.
Right, the crying wasn't the kids.
And the nagging wife, and, you know, and the sick grandpa. He's got.
It was the nagging kids and the crying wife.
He's got a lot of stuff. He got a lot of stuff on his plate. I come in today, and what he's doing is, he has all of the CDs that I've bought over the years, and they've got to be either bought or been given by the record company. They've got to be maybe 500 CDs back there.
Right. I'd say more than that.
And what he's doing is categorizing them alphabetically. Now, he has started by putting them into piles with a very gay little post-its that go in different little, like, remedial patterns. A, B, C, where he would have all artists A, B, C.
Right.
So on, down the 26 letters of the alphabet.
As you pointed out how sad this was, I began to realize it, but it's just the way I am.
Are they alphabetized by artist or title?
They're alphabetized by artist.
Not sad. Brilliant.
As I'm sitting there saying to him, Rob, this is such a waste of time. We will never play these records. As he was going through the C's, and it was Coolio.
Yes.
And
three Coolio CDs that we'll never play.
Oh, we play Coolio constantly.
We're not gonna play Coolio. It didn't stop him from filing them, and he followed that up with Counting Crows.
Yes. Another band we won't play ever. But we saved it, and it's right.
Well, you're a saver.
Oh, no, it wasn't Counting Crows. It was worse than that. It was Crowded House.
Oh, yes.
Crowded House.
Oh, we could use that.
Crowded House is the one that I said, God, we'll never play that.
How about that Connie Francis?
Yeah, we have that. That goes under F, though.
Wow. Yes.
Connie Francis Francis was in the Fs between the Flintstones and...
Foreigner.
And Foreigner. Yeah, you're right.
Comes before Francis.
Foreigner comes before Francis.
That's right.
I think it might have been Connie Francis, then Genesis.
Anyway, it's Genesis didn't start the G's.
I think it did.
I don't think it did.
I could go check.
Go back to your office and call us.
I'll be right back. Okay. Bye-bye.
See, but now if you ever do need any of those, he'll know where to find them because they're alphabetized.
Hey, bring the Genesis, man.
Here's the thing. I'm going to rat Rob out on this because I think that this great untapped mind that can do anything, what he's doing is, of course, he's saying to his wife, I have to go to work, because he wants to get out of his house. There's
sure.
things I got to do at, oh, here he
again,
is.
Again, brilliant.
Hello?
Yes, you're right. Between Francis and Genesis comes Foghat. And you know what? That's oh. wrong. Let me switch that. Hold on. Oh, this is sloppy. It does go Francis, Genesis.
Right. Definitely.
Foghat before Francis.
EFG.
This is horrible. What was I doing? I must have been drinking. Oh, this will never do.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
So, not to mention the baubles, trinkets,
oh.
souvenirs,
cheap dolls,
the plastic memories. So, all memories.
So the thing is, this is what I know he's telling his wife.
Uh-huh.
I got to get to work.
Yes.
I got to reorganize my office. They got all this work that they want me to do. Mm-hmm. What his wife does.
Harry, I'm very, very busy. I must get into the office to take care of
what is
the pressing business
genius.
Of being me.
His wife doesn't know is he's spending 4 hours with Flintstones CDs.
Yeah, it's BW. It's busy work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but technically it is work.
Yes.
It's work.
I've got to get to the office.
But regardless, and we're all guilty of that,
right.
of saying to our otherwise,
yeah.
we have to go to the office to do something. That's just...
We're not all guilty of that.
When I... correct.
Thank you.
When I got here, really, Rob was the rain maniest of
even
rain
my
men.
Failing marriages, I don't think I ever did say that. Michael Mara. I think it was like, I have to get to the golf course.
I think so.
I think that's what it was.
He was just on the golf course, though.
He was so rain manny, as he had all of them, and wouldn't even speak to me. As I was saying, hey, what's
right.
happening? What was happening? He's just going through the CDs.
Got to do a job.
Must be an alphabetical order.
Connie Francis.
Absolutely have to put Connie Francis. Connie Francis. Absolutely comfort word Genesis.
Think about that.
He'll lose sleep over that whole mistake with the Foghat.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. You know what? I've got to start locking the office.
Is it at least Foghat's greatest hits?
I think it is.
Thank God.
It's a 45.
Which would have, one song.
But, yeah.
Bull for the City, Slow Ride.
All right, two. Oh, hold on, three. All I want to do is make...
I just want to make love to you.
I just want to make love
yeah,
to
great,
you.
That, right.
That's a great one. But that would be it.
Yeah, I guess so. But that made the keeping list. We threw out the soundtrack to Philadelphia.
So yeah, and you did that in front of us. I thought that was pretty impressive.
But Mike, don't be impressed. The only reason he threw out the soundtrack to the movie Philadelphia...
Why is that?
Because it didn't have a proper box.
Oh, that's right.
It just came in one of those plastic... not plastic, one of those cardboard
yeah,
things that the record company...
Are all your CDs at home organized like that?
You have no idea, and I'll tell you the most horrifying thing.
So are his albums.
Yeah. More than that, though, all of my 45s are alphabetized and researched.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean, researched?
Every one of them has a small sticker with the chart date and all the stuff like that.
Wow. Man, I hope you don't get hit by a train or something.
Why is that?
I don't know. Just this knowledge, you know.
Are you retarded?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
And let's go into today's show with Mike's thought. I hope I don't get hit by a train.
You have insurance.
What does Amtrak?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, you got one for us?
Three jokes. These are not groaners. These are jokes.
That means these are supposed to be better than groaners.
The Pope is said to be near death.
Oh, dear.
This has been a report from the year 1972.
Wow.
Hello. Clay Aiken is writing an inspirational book. Clay's story has already inspired millions of people. Most notably, I think, the governor of New Jersey.
Oh, long way to go.
And
wow.
Here you go. I only got one more.
One more delightful joke. I missed the groaner.
Hello.
Bring back the groaners.
Some Florida residents are still without power.
Yes?
They're called black voters.
Oh.
Okay, come okay. on.
Hey now. Oh, not bad.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. How you doing, honey? Oh, here we go.
This is a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You notice the guys?
Your guys?
Yeah, they're all out with them. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Jelly Donut. And all the ships at sea. Never straining its stool. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Hello.
Yeah, I almost got a free singing there, Mike.
Me.
See, this button.
Hi there.
It's right next to.
Woo-hoo!
And I couldn't be more proud, right?
Which is
nowhere near.
No.
That button. Hi, thank you for listening to Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday. 0817 04. Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Thank you, Buzz. And hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday. It's August 17th, 20-04.
Really?
Yeah. Call us from anywhere in America.
August 17th.
At 877-365-3636 from Mexico North, also known as Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK FM, 202-432-1067.
God, it's almost Christmas.
Right. Goddamn right. Ho, wow. Ho, ho. Christmas in August.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, do we have a show today, like we don't every day.
Right.
And really, now I can say that. Most days...
We have a show.
We have a show.
But we really have a show today.
One of the things we have today that I will billboard in advance, Infinity Weasel Michael Hughes.
Hi, Dom.
He's a guy. He's a vice president at Infinity Broadcasting.
Yes.
I should say, in all fairness, out of all of the schmucks, losers, and just numbnuts that they've got, for every absolute jerk face that's got a vice president title in this radio company, well, first, he's one of them.
Yes.
But of them, he's probably one of the less jerk faciest of them.
Well, he's kind of a radio guy, which is helpful.
Yeah.
Because really, most of the ones that we answer to...
He used to be on our side, and he ended up going to the other side.
The dark side.
So at least he has some knowledge of someone who actually has to work behind the microphone
at
radio.
You still play the Star Wars music when he walks down the hallway.
Evil
Empire.
And, of course, keep in mind, just because he once worked in radio on this part, doesn't really cut him a lot of slack, because, let's face it, if he was any good at it, he'd be at this part of it. He wouldn't be at that. But still, having said that, he's a jerk face and a weasel and a two-faced, slicky guy, one of these vice presidents. You got him a dime a dozen, but he's okay. The guy...
As they go.
3 months ago, and this guy never says anything to me about the show except stuff like, hey, you know, the ratings are great. That's all the guy says. So he's really good. He stays out
used
of my face.
Used to say that. Can't say that anymore.
Yeah, well, he...
Used to.
Yeah, but he does now in quiet ways.
I see.
He'll come
like
in...
Nobody here talks about that other thing you mentioned.
He'll come in and go...
If there were ratings that we were aware of, it might be good.
Anyway, he'll come by. He's okay. But 3 months ago, this guy says to me out of the blue, he says, you know, I can get you a guest for the show. I say, really? Who can you get? He said... Rupert from Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is when Survivor was, you know, the thing. Right. They were getting down to the final four or five, and most people in America were falling in love with, the doltish Rupert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tie-dyed, you know, mountain man Rupert, right?
So Michael Hughes, above and beyond, says, listen, I can guarantee that I'll get this guy on the show. I know a guy who's best friends with him. We've got his cell phone. He's from Indianapolis. I'm from Indianapolis.
I'd like to get Rupert on the show.
So here's where it started to fall apart. I emailed Michael the next week and said, how about Rupert? He said, I haven't heard back. Then he said, Rupert technically can't come on the show until he is either voted off or wins.
Right.
But as soon as that happens, he's going to be right on, Don.
And that seemed to be something that was believable.
Made sense. And we were all so into the show that we were, first of all, very content to wait for that to happen.
Uh-huh.
And then very excited to have Rupert on the show.
Sure. Right, we've been rooting for him. And, of course, he ended up winning $1 million that people voted in.
I won $1 million.
But then, then that passed, and... he still never called. And
how are you, Don? How are things going?
I would mention to Michael Hughes and his new goatee. I'd mention every once in a while, hey, what's happening with that Rupert thing?
Oh, that.
And he said, you know, it's the darndest thing, I haven't heard. And then, like, 6 weeks after the show was off the air, Michael Hughes calls me up one day and says, hey, you never guess who I was just talking to.
Right.
He said, my friend Schmuck in Indiana, the guy that knows Rupert. I said, really? He said, this Rupert is such a character. He's won $1 million, but he's going over to buy his whole new house for the furniture from Costco.
Yeah, he's got a price club.
The guy's doing everything like a normal guy would do. You wouldn't believe the guy's so down to earth. You're going to love it. I said to Michael, that's really great. I'd like to have that on this show.
Yeah, that's great.
I'll get right on it.
Can you get the guy on the show? So he asked to email me the next day. Rupert is very busy. So now this has now gone on more than 90 days.
Uh-huh. We were kind of looking forward to catching him within the 15-minute window.
Okay. He is older than, God, the mommies now. He's less relevant than the mommies from the Fox show that we had on just last week.
Exactly.
Everyone's moved on.
So he's booked today as a guest.
Perfect.
And interviewing him live in our studio will be Infinity Weasel Vice President. Smell him a mile before he comes down the hallway.
Don't worry, fellas.
Michael Hughes will be coming in here to actually do the interview.
Right.
Because I don't know what I'm going to say.
Then next week, maybe he can interview Puck from the real world.
So, and listen, that's only because Michael Hughes promised that
right.
he could get
promise
this guy.
Promise is a promise.
So there you go. He's coming in to take care of that today.
So when your 15 minutes wore off 6 months ago, how you been?
It'll be good, awkward radio.
Yay.
That's just a segment that I'll highlight for you. You'll want to stay tuned for that. God, I got so much to tell you about going down to Clemson over the weekend to drop Barty off for his second year of college. For goodness sakes, Joe's woes. I just wrote that down.
Joe's woes. Joe's having a lot of problems.
Joe's got some issues, and we've got some questions.
Joe's woes, which you came up with right before the show when Joe was in here bitching.
Yeah, Joe's woes. We've also got a bunch of questions for Joe that he'll be reading to the American Idol contestants.
Oh, good.
As you know, we do the show from D.C.
Right.
And D.C. has been chosen as one of the four or five cities mm-hmm. where idiots can go to audition to be on American Idol.
Right. Yeah, and that the local Channel 5 Fox affiliate is all over it.
Of course. And
as drive away as possible.
There are people that are driving from as far away as like Cleveland and Chicago, mm-hmm. and they're lining up. They've been sleeping out in front of the convention center for 3 days.
I'm Kent Brockman. Here are your waiting in line for American Idol survival tips.
Yeah, duh. So we're sending our man Joe down there tonight with a bunch of questions.
Good.
We'll get him in here and we'll review the questions with him, mm-hmm. and then we'll hear what Joe's woes are.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore.
Well, let's
just can't do it.
Save the woes for a second.
Ain't gonna do it, Don.
Just save the woes for
a
second.
I can't wait.
I know the show's important. Can't do it no more.
Okay.
No more.
I just have to get some things off my chest about the weekend.
Please do, because I know that you, first of all, did an amazing amount of driving.
Yeah. Here's the deal. My wife, who's at work today, really should just kiss my ass, and I believe she started to a little bit last night. Not literally, of course.
No.
I wouldn't like that.
I was going to ask you. I mean, I'm glad it's not literally. I mean, it didn't. Her mouth did not form a pucker.
No.
She did not begin to lean in towards you.
No, all I wanted last night we converged last night. We met last night for the first time in 4 days.
Wow.
You see, she had been away at the beach with her lady friends while I did this stuff, taking my kid down to college. Mm-hmm. And she had just a wonderful time. And last night,
that's great.
When I got home, I was just freaking tired out of my mind from all the driving, and she was way too happy for me. And mm-hmm. I ended up saying, leave me alone. Just let me watch. The Packers were on high def, so I watched football. And at one point, she did come in and say, thanks for doing that. And I said, well, there, that's
some props.
That's something. And incidentally, that ding right there, mm-hmm. that was a low-level ding, because if she had really come in and kissed my ass, it would be good and loud like that. So it was just
I picture her coming into you, and you're having a snack, and you react to her like Billy Bob Thornton did in Bad Santa when the mother came up to him during his break. His mouth is full. He goes, I'm on my break!
So here's exactly what happened, and this is crazy. My kid, let me see, Friday night was his last night.
Okay.
He had to get up on Saturday morning to go to his driver improvement school he had put off until the last possible minute. Keep in mind that he's checking into college for his sophomore season for sophomore year on Sunday.
Wow.
If he doesn't complete this driving class, which is one of those 8-hour jobbers on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a non-relevant issue
right.
if he drives to college or not, because if he doesn't do the driver improvement, he loses his license.
Right.
It's that simple. So
if he had lost his license, what would the game plan be, where you would just pop him down to his dorm and he'd basically hoof it everywhere he had to go?
Correctamundo.
Mm.
So My Saturday morning started at 5 a.m. Now, keep in mind, my wife's not there. I've told her to, you know, just bug off, enjoy yourself, because there's been a lot of stress between the two of them.
Wow.
And this was a situation that I thought I could handle a little better than her.
And she's bright at that hour.
Yeah, 5 a.m. Yeah.
Fun.
5 a.m.
I know. Yeah.
So I'm waking him up at 5 a.m., and of course, he's not done packing. He's not I know there was one night you just got in at 5 a.m.
Yeah, I was going to think it was pitch black when you get up at 5 o'clock, but no, it's just starting to get a little bit bright.
That's right. Actually, sunrise is around this time of year is about 6:21.
But it's still, there's like there's kind of,
right, there's the pre-dawn.
I hate the pre-dawn, which is just a beautiful thing to say goodnight to.
And an awful thing to say.
I would imagine so. Yes, it must be an awful thing to get up to.
Yeah. So I got to get his ass out of bed and say to him, "Listen, all that stuff you put off to the last minute. Here's the deal: we got to get your car loaded now. We've got to move all the stuff into your car now." So this is a 4-hour process.
You got him up without any problem?
Oh no, there were a lot of problems getting him up.
Because I was, you know, based on when you had said 10 o'clock in the morning, sometimes is difficult.
No, five
a.m. I would have used maybe live snakes.
5 a.m. Keeping in mind that he's got to go to the traffic school, and if he doesn't cut it at the traffic school, he's screwed anyway.
Right.
But still, we got to get all the stuff packed into his car, and I was going quite out of my mind. Fortunately, got him packed up, got him off to the traffic school, got in the car, started the drive. Now, the drive from D.C. to Clemson, Anderson, South Carolina, where he goes to school, MapQuest can just eat one. No matter what road I went, it kept saying that it's only 480 miles, no matter what trip I would take, no matter what variance I would put.
Yeah, they don't seem to.
It's 400.
There's not a lot of details.
So it says 480 miles. Uh-huh. I do the math on this, right? I go 48. 6 times 8 is 48.
Mm-hmm.
If I average 60 miles an hour, right, and I know the speed limit is way above 60, how could I possibly have made this drive last year in 9 hours? I'm going to bang it out this year. And because there was the hurricane that never really happened on the East Coast, I've got the inland route, so I'm going 81 to 77, perfect, down to 85 by Charlotte. And I'm realizing about the time that MapQuest has told me Roanoke, Virginia will be showing up, there's a sign on the road that says Roanoke, Virginia, 120 miles.
That's depressing.
And that's where you realize, because you're looking at MapQuest, and you're going, okay, I'm baby stepping. Here you go, 60, Route 66, Route 81, right, got 120 miles to Roanoke. Yeah, okay, you drive 2 hours, and then there's a sign that says the place you're supposed to be going to get the next highway is another 2 hours.
Right. Based on my calculations and the time I've traveled, I should be in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Anyway, I drive and I drive and I drive and I drive, and I finally get down to South Carolina just before 7 p.m. on Saturday night.
Wow.
Been in the car.
Normal long day.
All day.
Is that when you like pull off to the side of the road because you have to put your eyes back in the sockets?
I check into the hotel. Keeping in mind, now I'm there ahead of Bart, who's going to follow me.
Right.
I check into the hotel. The first thing I say to this broad is, a very nice lady, where is the liquor store? Because
that's what you want to do when you're absolutely in the state of total exhaustion.
I'm
a long drive.
I'm in a Holiday Inn Express. There is, and then it's the nicest hotel they've got there.
Well, if you stayed in a Holiday Inn Express, then you could distill your own booze.
Yeah, right. And they've got those annoying signs everywhere. But they, you know, there's no room service there, and certainly no bar service at this place that I'm at. So I say to the woman, "Where's the liquor store?" And she said, "You know, she's very nice, like, honey." Because there's lots of Clemson parents that are there to move the kids in. And she says, "Honey, I've been telling people all day, it's just a mile down, right on the left-hand side. You can't miss it, but hurry, because they close at 7.
Look for the big bear with a man in his mouth."
What you should have done to fit in is just say, "Where's the nearest still?"
So,
so it closes at 7.
So it's like 20 till 7, and I get in my car, and I go driving a mile down the road, and I'm looking on the left and the right.
Where can I get some shine?
I don't see the booze, right? So I go back to the hotel, I come through the lobby, and the lady says, bless her, and she says, "Hey, baby. Didn't you get your bottle?" I said, "I couldn't find the liquor store." She said, "Baby, I swear to God, she talked. I'm not putting this on.
Right.
She was great. She had, you know, the giant. She looked like Star Jones, and she had the.
Hey, baby.
She had the gigantic Cher fingernails.
Oh, the long nails.
Baby, listen, it's a mile down the road. Apparently, here is my problem, is you go a mile down the road, and you see a lot of this in South Carolina, especially the X-rated movie clubs mm-hmm. where they have sex toys and big signs that say, couples welcome, truckers welcome,
really?
Showers available, open 24 hours, toys.
Showers available?
Yeah.
For the truckers.
So I see one of these places on the side of the...
And you can take a shower where they sell X-rated movies?
Yes, you can. Welcome to South Carolina.
Everything you need in one stop.
She said,
"You're gross."
She said, "Did you see the toy store?" And I said, "Cause I'm thinking, you know, Toys R Us,
right? Yeah, the big giraffe.
But keep in mind, you know, South Carolina, man, like Mayberry.
I know a big giraffe taking a shower.
I know it's North Carolina, but it might as well be. Because it's so bumpkin." I said. I didn't see a toy store. I like with the Toys R Us, KB. She said, "No, the sex toy." I said,
"Love toys."
I said, you can't miss that. The big gigantic sign that says, you know, over 21.
Right,
she
right.
said, "There's a very small part of that right off to the left. A very small sign that says ABC store. Now you better get there because it's 10 till 7.
They close at 7.
Close at 7. So I go.
Smoke coming off of the tires.
I go hauling ass over there. And of course, I got to go buy every dirt bag in the world that they're buying is Saturday night porno and wanting to take a shower. And I'm walking.
Was the ABC store? Do they have a adjoining door to the porn store?
No, they don't, but it's right next door in a very cheap strip mall.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Were you tempted to get yourself a little hotel fix?
No way. I've been driving. I just wanted my bottle, as that lady said. Give me my bottle.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, you have your little bottle and have a little companion.
My companionship is the magic box in the room. I was going to watch the Panthers and the Redskins.
Yes.
So I get my booze.
Not even porn gets in the way of your football.
I get my booze. I go to KFC. I get my what's supposed to be healthy chicken. What a crock that is. You know, chicken without the... Meanwhile, it's just... I know it's loaded with goo.
Right.
I know it's loaded with Colonel Sanders' bad goo.
It's entirely different.
Even though it's supposed to be, you know, the good-for-you chicken.
I'm glad you have your vodka. It's entirely different.
So here I am, sitting in a hotel room in my underpants in Anderson, South Carolina, at 10:30 on Saturday night. About half a bottle of vodka has been killed. And I'm half nodding off, and I get the call from the
boy. You're describing my Saturday mornings.
I get the call from my boy. Hey, Dad, what's happening? Where are you at? I said, why are you asking me? What? You're calling me in the hotel. I'm in the hotel waiting for you. Where are you at? I don't know. I'm on 81 somewhere. I said, well, listen, here's the deal. So you don't come busting in, there'll be a key down at the front desk for you. So, you know, I'm a dad. I can't help it. Even though my kid is almost 20, I'm a dad. And I can't just go to sleep and think I'm going to wait for him to just show up at any time. So I've tried his cell phone, and I get the thing where it goes right to voicemail. And now the game is over, and it's 11 o'clock. I've not heard from him.
You're yelling at him, hello?
Now it's midnight.
Hello?
I'm laying down. I'm not really sleeping. It's 1 o'clock.
You're on fuel. No, Jesus, no wonder you were a little tired yesterday.
It's 2 o'clock. I swear to God on this, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
So you're working on 24 hours.
Yeah. It's 3. I got 2 hours sleep before this. It's 3. Well, hold on a second. I got up at 5, and I was still up at 3 o'clock in the morning when my son finally came walking through the door, and I said, hey, dude, I have been trying to call you, like, for the last 7 hours.
And you start sobbing uncontrollably? You know, I've been up for 22 hours.
No, and he said, oh, I was going to call and tell you that some of my friends, you know, it was something with, he saw somebody, was going to get, knew that I had the hotel, knew the hotel room.
So he's already down at the school?
Thought it would be cool. I don't know if it was at the school or in Charlotte or somewhere.
Or back home?
No, because he was definitely on his way here.
Right.
Or on his way there.
Right.
So either way, all I know is that it was 3 o'clock in the morning and I said, okay, great. Here's the deal. Go the frig to sleep because we have to get up tomorrow morning, this morning, at 6 because the check-in for returning students at Clemson. It probably works this way at colleges throughout America.
Right.
They got it the day before freshmen check in. Second day of the weekend, the returning underclassmen show up. Mm-hmm. Now, there are 4,900 students checking in on one day. Clemson is located in a small rural town, and to get into the area of town where the school is located, it is a two-lane road. And once you get on the actual campus of the college, mm-hmm. you might as well be in a subdivision where the houses are 6 inches apart. I mean, you're going down streets that are maybe, I don't know, 8 blocks long, and then there's a stop sign, there's a dormitory. And so what you got to do is because...
Are there parents all over the place?
Because it's a maze to drive around through this school area, which is why they don't allow the kids to park their cars there.
Okay.
What you have to do is get up early like we did and go and wait for a place in line so you can be one of the first people to have your car allowed to pull in front of the... dormitory or building or whatever it is where your kids
are. Is there a line for each dormitory, or is this a line for the general campus?
There's a line for the general campus.
God.
And then once you get past the line for the general campus, you find out what house or dorm or whatever it is you're staying in. Then you get put in the line for that. So either way, we got up at 5. We got in the car.
Couldn't you bribe somebody?
We got over there. We waited for 2 hours. We got there at 6:15. And finally at 8:15, they came over and they said, we're going 1 mile an hour as this line is inching along.
Right.
The only thing that was keeping me going was looking in the rearview mirror and just seeing, I'm not kidding you, for 5 miles behind me, because the land is flat, nothing but just headlights for 5 miles behind.
More parents and more kids.
Yeah, more parents and kids. So we finally pull in, and now we ace this.
And everybody, the parents that are coming down are the ones like you that want to drop the kids off that can't stay. They have to get back home, right?
Now, there are a lot of local parents, a lot of, like, South Carolina kids, and sure. For them it's nothing. They drive up, they drop the junk off.
What the hell are they doing there early in the morning? Why don't they drop off at, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, because they got lives, too, Mike. Everybody's got something they want to do. So we get in line. We pull up in front of his place. It's now 8:30, and...
How are his new digs?
Well, this was part of the problem. That we arrived and we walked over to the entry desk, and as it turns out, he said his name, and they said, "Oh, you have to go across campus to get your key." And he said, "Oh, I didn't know that." And they said, "Now what you're going to have to do is get out of line, drive all the way back to the other side of campus where we assign the keys, then get back in line, and good luck working your way all the way back up here again," meaning like maybe a five-hour process. So
I went to college. That's when we'd implement Plan B, which is kicking in a window.
Well, now, at this point, I said to the late... first, I turned to my kid. We're standing at a desk. I turned to him, and I said, "Hey, come on. Did you know this?" And he said, "I didn't know. They didn't do this last year." And she said, "Right, this is something new we're trying this year." Mm-hmm. And then I said to the lady as calmly as I could, "Hi, I got up yesterday at 5. I went to bed this morning at 3. I got up at 6. I've still got a 9 to 10 hour drive once I get my kid unloaded. How about this? Can he go get the key? Being as the door is already open."
Mm-hmm.
Keep
right.
in mind, the door is open because there are other kids that are in there.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Then you can just move in.
So they said, "Okay, here's what we can do. One of you can start unloading the car, and the other one can go and get the key." So I said to Bart, "Well, here you go. I'm going to go get the key. You start doing the heavy work."
Right.
The lady says, "Oh, no, it can only be the student is the only one that can get the key." So, Bart said, "Okay." You know, he's thrilled. He said, "Okay, I'll go. Bye, yeah. Dad. Bye, Dad." So he gets...
He knows he's not going to haul anything.
Right. Now, meanwhile, in my car, we've got the futon. We've got a television set.
Right.
We've got just boxes of crap. So it's me and a bunch of...
suitcases filled with cinder blocks.
Me and a bunch of kids that I don't know moving this stuff into this apartment. And, you know, I'm not handy to begin with. And the problem with putting a freaking futon together is that you have to use that goddamn IKEA tool.
Hex wrench.
And listen, right. I don't... I really often say I want to kill somebody on this show, and I don't mean it, but really, that guy, I want to kill that guy.
Right.
Because it's impossible to put this futon together, and I'm...
We were all better off when the Swedes just imported porn.
So anyway, anyway,
thank you, Rob.
It's done. I get the thing put together. I carry everything up. My kid shows back up. He's got the key. He gets his friends to get him to move the stuff back in.
The futon has now been turned into a cocktail table.
Yeah. Well, I did the best I could, Mike.
Right, right.
I did the, you know, it's a lot of heavy
I'm
wood.
I'm sure if we get a piece of plywood, we'll be able to make it into a dining room table.
I want you to know something. There were no nuts or bolts left over.
That's a good thing.
And I did that without the, one of the first things one of the other dads that was already there that was so ready for it asked me as I was carrying all this crap in. He said, "Oh, the futon, that'll be fantastic for in the living room. Say, where are the instructions on how to put this baby together?" And I said, I grabbed all the screws because I took it apart.
Right.
I said, I just grabbed all the screws and whatnot and threw them in this plastic bag.
I don't know.
And I remembered incidentally the little IKEA tool thing.
That's
right.
Wrong.
So we got it put together. Anyway, Bart is set. He was back. He got his stuff moved in. And I finally left South Carolina at about 10:30. On Sunday morning, feeling
refreshed.
Oh yeah, and at least I thought I'm out of here earlier than I think I'm going to be.
Did you pull any Clark Griswolds on the way back?
Okay,
where you drove off an exit with your eyes closed.
No, and I had something. I wouldn't even say it's road rage. Oh, and you know, bottom line, I'm glad I did it with my kid.
Right,
I'm glad that I was there for him.
Yeah.
It was a pain in the ass. The one thing I did nail him on, though, and really, I said this after I had, cooled down a little bit after his late arrival. I said, you realize I just drove, because I watched the odometer, 620 miles today. I used about maybe a tank and a half of gas, you know, a little more than that. You fill it up every once. I would never let it get all the way to empty.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
how many tanks did he use? Eight or nine?
I said, I still don't dig this gas bill.
Yeah. I was thinking about that for whatever reason.
I don't dig it.
I was driving my large gas guzzling vehicle.
Right.
And I was thinking a lot about that gas bill. And there's no way, Jose.
There's something hinky going on.
Right.
But that, whatever. That's whatever under the whatever. I don't even care about it.
You're just glad. You have to get some sleep. You don't need to trouble yourself with those things.
It's done, so I leave, and I'm driving home. And thank God in North Carolina they've got a part of it. In South Carolina, it's either 65 or 70.
Good.
You go through this part of North Carolina right past Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
and man, the speed limit goes up to 80.
It's incredible.
So you set your cruise control on 88, and it's like, boy, man, you're feeling like the safest guy in the world. You only do 8 miles above the speed limit, but Jesus Christ, you're going 88. It's all flat. It's fantastic. I only had one problem. This is not even road rage, and it's just because I was overtired, but I'm sure everyone out there can relate to this. You're doing a long highway drive.
Mm-hmm.
We all do this. You're driving along. If you don't have a radar detector, I don't have a radar detector. You see some guy that's going fast. Well, you kind of follow him. You stay like
sure.
four or five car lengths behind him,
mm-hmm.
and you think, well, if they're going to be out there with a speed trap, they're going to nail that guy first, so I'm going to see it.
Yeah, and every now and then you get lucky, and you get a guy that you can really go in tandem with for miles and miles and miles.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not a tandem guy, okay? And I didn't mind leading the pack for, oh, goddamn, I don't know, 45 minutes
mm-hmm.
when I'm in the left-hand lane doing 88, and there's one guy in a white Toyota Corolla who is absolute, because once I figured out he was just following just me, I would do stuff like slow down to 60 and move to the left-hand lane.
Just
he would slow down to 60 and move to the left-hand lane.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would punch the gas, move to the right-hand lane, zig in and out of traffic like a crazy driver trying to lose him. The next thing I know, I'm back in the rearview mirror.
There he is.
There he is, happily following me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I finally had the point where we're on a two-lane stretch of Interstate 77. And, you know, there's two lanes going one way, two lanes going the other way. And there was nobody on the road. I'm doing whatever. At the time, the speed limit is 70. So I've got my thing set at 78. And this guy is right on my ass, and he's been following me since I don't know, God knows when.
If there's a state trooper, you'll get in trouble. I won't.
So I slow down to 60, and he slows down to 60. This is from 80, right? Mm-hmm. And I move to the left lane.
At any time, did you look in your rearview mirror and notice that he was wearing, like, a black fedora?
No. And he had no face.
But here's what I did. I moved back to the right-hand lane and slowed down to 45.
Right.
So the guy had to pass me.
Sure.
So as he's passing me, I roll my window down and I lay on the horn, right? I give him one of these and I roll the window down and I go, hey, pal. And he looks my way and I said, get off my ass. And he doesn't say anything. And I said,
right.
Now, this is all while I'm driving, right? I'm yelling. And I said,
yeah.
You've been following me left hand, right hand, go left, go right, slow down, speed up. You lead. You take the lead. I'll follow you. I'm tired of you following me. Get off my ass.
You were tired and been under a lot of stress.
I was. And the guy then, sheepishly, sets his cruise control at, 68 and gets into the left-hand lane.
And now you're going his speed.
So now I'm following him.
And now you realize you want to be going a little faster.
Now, this is where it escalates. Because he's going 68 in the left-hand lane and I'm following him. Because it's like, right. Aha! I'll show you, jerk face, ha ha.
But he might not be a leader. He might not be capable of leading.
No, so what happens is that...
You sure he wasn't in a minivan?
No, I'm positive, Mike. Eventually what I do, I say, oh, screw this. I can't do this. I
That's when you have to make your point and pass him at 100.
I hit the gas, and I didn't go 100, but I did like 80. I passed him, you know.
See you later.
I passed him up, and... I swear to God, 5 seconds later, I look in the rearview mirror. Son of a bitch is right on my ass again.
Grinning. Friend.
Right on my ass. So what I did. Now, what am I going to do? This is what an idiot I am.
He didn't look like the preacher from Poltergeist?
What a loser thing to do. I waited until there was an exit, and I got off at the next exit.
Thought I'd follow you across the state line.
I got off at the next exit. I didn't need gas.
That's the best,
right? I didn't have to go to the bathroom. I didn't want to get anything to eat. I just pulled off on the side of the road.
And you didn't see him again until you pulled in your driveway.
I didn't see him again.
Thought we'd make the trip together.
But listen, I say this on behalf of all the people out there that have to drive on these highways all the time. Oh. It's okay to be a follower.
Right.
But here's the etiquette. Here's how you do this.
Please.
If you're going to be on a long-distance drive, and there's a red car that's been leading the way for about 30 minutes, and you're in a black car, for instance, you know what you do? You pass them up, and you do the gentleman-like thing. You say, I'm going to take the lead for a while. And then maybe the red car says, you
know what? Or you keep your car in one lane. Even if you're in back of them and you're following and you want to get over into the right lane, if you're following, stay in the left lane. Don't do the thing where you go into the right lane, then you go into the left lane.
No stalking.
Because it makes you paranoid.
Right.
You can get away with... Because I've definitely had people that were going at fast speed. And I love it when it happens. Because sometimes it happens and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But you stay in the lane. If you do the thing where you're zigzagging, like if you decide you want to get in the left lane, you're passing somebody, and then when there's open road, you get in the right lane, and then he gets in the right lane behind you, it makes you paranoid.
Well,
it's bad road etiquette.
Isn't some of you were taught, though? I mean, you should drive in the right lane. If you're driving on a highway and there's, like, nobody there, why
stay in the right.
Yeah, you're supposed to drive in the right. Mike, I know I learned that in driver's ed.
Well, I'm just the way I was taught, I guess. I've never followed anybody. I've never followed anybody on any long trip. Follow me.
Mm-hmm. If you're out there and you're a follower.
They never get close, though.
Have the stones sometime to stand
up. I agree.
Have the stones to stand up. So, goddamn, was I sleep deprived yesterday.
Yes, so.
Boy, oh,
that's
boy.
That's a lot of road time. But the thing where you killed yourself was Saturday night.
And the great news is that my wife had what she describes as maybe the best weekend she's had, and she doesn't know how long.
Isn't that fantastic?
Able to to go to the beach with her girlfriends. And
did she ever sleep in?
They went to the, every day.
Good for her.
And they went to the movies, and they looked at fabrics, and the weather was nice, so they spent some time out on the beach.
Oh, that's true. The hurricane didn't come up the coast.
No, it
didn't. Wonderful.
No, it didn't, and not that I chronicled this, but on my 9+ hour drive after the 4 hours of getting up and getting the kid ready, total times my wife called me while I was on the road,
right?
That would be one. One time when she called to say...
That had to really break up the trip for you.
How you doing? And then she said, because I gave her crap right away, I said, oh, how nice of you to call to ask how I'm doing. And she said... You know, I've been trying to call you all day.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at the phone, and it's like no missed calls.
Right.
I said, hold on a second. You've not tried to call me. She said, maybe it was when you were going through the mountains. Uh-huh. I said, well, maybe, you know, maybe you could have called me back then. And then she said, what, are you mad at me that I'm having a good time? I said, no, I'm not mad that you're having a good time.
Well, you could have told her the truth because you were mad that she was having a good time. You wanted her to have a rotten time.
Of course, no. Anyway, so that's that. My kids at college, and although I don't sound like it now because I'm agitated retelling you the story,
sure.
I'll tell you that I'm a much calmer individual than I have been over the last 2 to 3 weeks.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. That... I got my house back now,
yay.
And the kid's back to college, and she's back to work, and it's just me and the animals and the cleaning lady, and that's the way I like it.
That's good.
That's hurdles right, baby. Cleared. Yeah, so anyway, I'm mucho calm now.
Excellent.
Watch me. Watch how mellow I am. Boy, am I laid back.
Good for you.
I'm on top of the world.
That's a good thing. Actually.
Not really.
Not to be stressed.
I'm a mess. I'm just a mess. Glenn, I'm lying to you. I'm a mess. Glenn. Glenn.
Yeah.
Glenn! Come on, Glenn.
Hey, ass.
Hello? I'm just saying how laid back I am. Hello? Dumb caller.
Yeah.
Oh, this we got to hear.
No. What is the deal?
I hear you, sir. Go ahead. You're on the air. You, sir, the person on the phone right now. We're speaking to you. You're on the air.
Boy, am I glad I'm mellow.
Hello?
Oh, he hung up.
And he hung up.
Well, half the weekend I was nervous, too, you know. I had to wait till mid-morning on Saturday to find out if everything was okay with Charlie.
Yeah, but you were okay.
No, because when I waited half the weekend, I didn't get a good report. I got a fragmented report from my next-door neighbor on Friday. I told you about that, right?
I know you did, yes. And I said to you, I believe the same thing your mom said. I don't know why you got pissed at me. I'm glad your place is okay. How's your sister's place, Mike?
I don't know you.
How's your sister's place?
I don't know you.
How's Kathy's place?
I don't know yet.
Mike, your place is okay, but how's your sister's place?
Well, I didn't find out my place was okay until actually before the show yesterday. Because the call that I got from my next door neighbor on Saturday, mid-morning Saturday, was... Hi, we weren't going to go. I said, hi, Ellen, is everything all right? She said, trees down, power. And then finally, it just went. I'm like, Ellen? Ellen? And all I'm watching is the horrible coverage on the news, which, you know, was saying, Southwest Florida. Well, see, Southwest Florida is a very big spot,
mm-hmm.
and I knew that the hurricane had hit just north of where my place is.
But you're okay now.
Yes. But I was nervous at the time.
Sure.
In fact, I was a little bit freaked out. Not by Ellen, because she was nice enough with all the crap that she was dealing with, my next-door neighbor down there, to call me and give me an update, but because she apparently had gone to some... community phone that they were using down there because the phones were all messed up.
Right.
But the community phone was just going... It's like listening to Chewbacca going in a... We're trying! You're out of the water! And all I heard, one of the only things I heard was water damage. And what I found out yesterday was no water damage.
That's
lo and behold, on mid-morning Saturday, I didn't get the no. I heard, drink! Water damage! Like that, and you know, but you're right, and I feel bad about it because my sister has not let anybody even back. All I know is the road that where her place was going to the other part of the island is gone.
Oh,
And you know,
you can send her. You can send her a picture
of a road.
Send your sister a picture of a road.
I'm not going to be that cruel. You never forget that gift.
No, well, hold on. Here's the thing, though.
Yes.
Sure or not? Yesterday.
Yes.
When you came in.
Yes.
You were pissed. You said, "Here is a quote from Mike."
Right.
This is typical of my family.
Right.
I'm talking to my mom.
Right.
And I say, "My place is okay," and she says, "Okay, but what about Kathy's place?"
Yes, yes. And maybe it's the jealousy that
you
I've
did
had.
Say that yesterday.
Yes, I said that.
Yes, you did say
yes,
that.
Yes, I said that.
Not on the radio, off the radio.
No, I know. I did say that. Well, it's because I'll rationalize it in this way, okay? Mm-hmm. That obviously she's got a lot more problems than I have down there. And that the whole reason I got my place down there is because that's kind of where the family was down there. And I thought it would be cool. And, yes, and I just want, I just want more. I always want more. You know?
I know you do.
I want more.
I
want more for my family all the time more. I want more. You know?
I know.
How are you? How's it going? You know? How about a phone call? How are you? No, nobody calls.
And you were upset yesterday.
You wouldn't know if I was alive or dead if I didn't make phone calls.
You call your mom to tell her that your
nobody cares.
Well, your mommy loves you.
Mommy loves me.
Yes, she does.
84-year-old mommy who sounds like she's 50. She's doing great. She's sharp. She's doing great.
Although you badmouthed her yesterday.
I did no such thing.
You did. You said... It was your mom you were talking about.
Here's the thing, and I thought about what I said to you, and I probably misspoke. But I misspoke. What I did was, I think, obviously, because there's more, more concern about that, because she's got more damage to her. But I don't even know yet, because they haven't been able to. They're not letting anybody on this island that got waxed, Sanibel Island, Florida, which got really waxed.
Yeah.
But I was just... I don't know. You know what I wanted? Here's what I wanted. I wanted more joy. More joy that my place was okay.
It's okay, sure.
But she's never been to my place.
Who's that?
Mommy. Mommy's never been to my place.
She's sure, been to my sister's place.
Sure.
Dozens of times.
Well, she won't be going there anytime soon, will she?
Yeah, now she has to go to your place. The other place is ruined.
But I don't wish anybody in my... God, for God's sakes, no. But I mean, I just wanted joy. I wanted a little joy. When she, thank God. Thank God. Yeah. I would have wanted to thank God.
Yeah.
I wanted to thank God, like I did. Because, I mean, you know what, really? And you know this more than anybody. Don was in here on Friday when I was looking, and then it was either Buzz. I think Buzz brought me a hurricane report, and I couldn't stop staring at it because I was really looking at this map that had it. And what it also proved to me, and this is for anybody that ever goes through a hurricane, is you literally can be within 25 miles and... If it goes a little bit north, if this hurricane had taken just even the slightest more turn to the right, I don't know how wide the swath is, it's like a 30-mile radius of this continent. It's kind of like a tornado, and it's just a giant tornado is what it is. And that's
Mike, let me just say this,
Charlotte,
because I guess what you've been waiting to hear. I'm sorry I didn't say yesterday.
Right.
Thank God your place is okay.
Thank God.
It is.
Thank God.
To the best of my knowledge.
Thank Jesus.
I had another conversation with my next-door neighbor yesterday right before the show, and to the best of my knowledge, everything is fine.
Thank God.
Good.
Thank God for that, Mike.
I want to thank Ellen and Howard.
Thank God. And shame on your mom.
No.
For not saying thank God.
Mommy loves me. Mama loves me.
Okay, we gotta break.
She loves me real good.
She does.
She does. She's the one, one person in my family, always been there.
Yeah. But she didn't say, oh, my God.
She didn't say, thank God.
No, or thank God.
Oh, thank God your place is okay.
Yeah,
I would have loved to get that.
You wanted. Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon. Your question, you're on with Professor Beverly. Your question, please.
Yes, I have to say that living in New York for... Let me turn this down. Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. It's 43 minutes after the hour. We have another 7 minutes and then we're out of here. Are you back?
Yes, I'm a lifelong New York City resident. As far as being poor or feeling poor, I have to say that one thing that has made me feel poorer, probably since about last year sometime, is the fact that something has been ripped away from New York City, which... I think should be brought back immediately, and that, of course, is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, come on. Okay, thank you very much, Professor Andrew, and I'd like to thank you, including, by the way, our new callers. And that includes the Belcher. Very funny. Ha, 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 ha.
The Don and Mike Show. Come, tickle the toes of Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Please do, Des Moines, Iowa. KBGG, Salt Lake City, KALL, Reno, KBZZ, The Buzz, and there's a 10-year affiliate in Rochester, New York, WHTK.
Wonderful in Rochester.
Thank you to them for airing the show for the last 10 years. Joe Ardinger, please.
Yeah.
Joe, please, to the studio.
Oh, do we have his theme, Robbie? Thank you very much.
That's right.
Joe.
It's time for...
Joe.
Joe Ardinger Show.
Joe.
Actually, this is just a segment of the Joe Show. Now, we're going to be prepping Joe on his questions for American Idol. I'll take that copy. You don't need that copy right now. We'll go through the questions in a second.
Good.
But now, Joe, let's start. Joe is the world's oldest phone screener, and he's wearing a shirt today from the Kevin Arnold collection.
Bravo.
Yeah. Joe has a woe, and we're ready for Joe's woe, and
yeah,
we'd like it to be as emotional as Mike and I heard a few moments before the show started today.
Joe's got some woes.
There was only one copy.
Just one?
I have an easy life.
There was only one copy of USA Today for the entire show. For me, for Buzz, for Mike, for Rob, for everybody. Joe, what is your woe today?
My Woe Today by Joe Ardinger.
Joe Ardinger.
Sometime around, April 4th, that would be springtime 2004, the USA Today subscription for the Don and Mike Show ran out.
Correct.
Now, this is not the first time this has happened. This happens occasionally due to the bureaucracy of a multi-million dollar corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Things fall through the cracks.
Uh-huh.
And between Rob and myself, we'll pick up the slack for a week or so, and we'll buy two USA Today papers at 50 cents each.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with me. We're doing math.
Okay.
Children. And so, Rob put in...
What were you eating before you came in here? Because you seem to be still finishing it. I have to comment on it.
I had a lozenge.
Oh, you had a lozenge.
And don't you love it when he's professorial?
Yes, professorial. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, anyway.
He's holding the hand up in a teacher's way.
Yes, he is.
Yes. And another thought here.
Like, yes. I do declare.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so Rob and I will pick up the slack for a week or so until the subscription kicks back in.
Fuck a day.
Well, sometime in the middle of the summer, in, say, early July...
What is the woe, Joe?
Are you experiencing acid reflux right there?
No.
What is the woe?
The woe is that basically I've been buying two USA Todays for this company...
Dollar a day.
April 4th.
That's right.
And Rob has put it through once... Put it through twice.
When you say put it through, he's requested from the corporation that
put a purchase order in. I have
a newspaper
you on that today as
for a newspaper.
And Rob comes back with details and says things are getting taken care of, but the only problem is I don't know who Rob's dealing with, so I can't blame Rob.
Who are you dealing with, Rob?
I'm dealing with Michelle Webb.
Hold on. What is the woe? Is the woe that you have to spend a dollar a day to buy us our newspapers?
Part of it. The other part of it is, it's never been in my job description to collect newspapers, to be the paper boy for 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
So you're
now, if they want to hire me as a private contractor, I will provide two USA Todays, but it will cost more than a dollar a day.
How much would you be, what would be the markup on the papers if you had to provide
them?
Well,
the papers would still only be 50 cents.
Right.
Delivery...
Now, see, here's the thing.
For a 90-day period, I guess $500.
How tough is it just to stop at 7-Eleven just to pick up a couple papers for us?
Here's the problem and why I flipped out Friday.
And today.
Well, Thursday was when you got the maddest.
Yeah.
Because that's when you kicked and screamed the obscenities.
Hard to pick a day, really.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Occasionally I forget, and they still need to be here because they're part of your show prep.
Right. Right.
And so then I have to go back out.
Bummer!
Yeah, man.
Bummer every summer!
But my point is this has been going on since spring. I mean...
So your point is you want these papers...
If the company wants to...
Excuse me.
I'll pull out my goddamn Visa card and get the papers here tomorrow because that's all it takes!
That's all you have
so
to do.
So get on it!
So you want the papers delivered here, is what you're saying.
That's how it works! It's called a subscription!
description. Hello, USA Today. I would like two papers a day. How much would that be? Very good. Thank you. Thank ye.
He's upset, ladies.
They're delivering one now. They're
Alan.
Snap in.
Hey, guys.
Hey, it's Don and Mike. Here's our general manager. Same thing you said. Go ahead. Let him have it.
Alan, get some USA Today papers here tomorrow. Please.
That's Joe.
He said please. That's Joe screaming, but he did say please at the end.
That's Joe. He's at the end of his rope.
Were you listening, Alan?
You know what? I just walked back in the door. I did not.
We know you weren't listening.
Joe, tell him briefly what your issue is.
Alan, I've been buying two newspapers for this company since April 4th, every business day.
That's $5 a week.
About 85 bucks.
Hey, I'll show you my pay stub.
So,
that's a significant percentage.
No, that's significant money to you. I know that.
You didn't come and tell me this on August 5th. Or September. What was it? April
5th?
April 5th.
Yeah, because you have such a close relationship with Alan.
Yeah, how come you didn't? You know, Alan, I forgot to bring it up.
Over cocktails?
Yeah, over cocktails.
All right, let me ask both of you. And I'll
over
ask
cocktails
you
in the Redskins radio booth.
No, hold on a second.
Joe is really hot.
Yeah. Why aren't we getting them? I mean, what's the reason we're not getting these papers? Well, with Alan on the phone, let's see if we
all
can
right,
do some good here.
The purchase order takes a long time to go through.
Why?
First time, because that's how
because
it is.
It does.
Alan could answer that.
Who does it go through?
Michelle Webb files it, and Alan has to sign it, and I think Miss Bobby has to sign it. Once it's signed, then the check is cut. Yeah. USA Today took the time to lose our first check, which we found out. Then we resubmitted, and it turned out, Alan, I think Michelle Webb will bring this to your attention today. It was written up incorrectly, so we've now only subscribed for one paper, and Don and Mike don't share well, so we're going to need to get two.
Now, excuse me.
No, issue.
Look, how much money are we talking? Alan, hold on just a second. I'm sorry.
$1 a day.
Me must take issue. See my little sports section that's lying here, my USA? This is how difficult that was. I say, hey, Don, can I take a look at the sports section? Don took it out of his folder, handed it to me, and we do play well in our sandbox together.
Right. Buzz and I don't share well.
No.
And so we will need those USA Today's as well.
Anyway, I don't share anything.
Joe is very upset that he's had to go and buy newspapers every day.
And also another thing I'd like to say, Alan, is I tried to renew a USA Today through the end of, I think, 2009. So that we wouldn't have to go through this again and also save a little bit of money.
Right.
And I bring you one of those every day, though.
Yeah, and I don't. And that's a hassle for you.
That's true.
And we need a Washington Post in here, too.
I used to see a subscription in front of your door every morning. Is that no longer
the
case?
No, that's the one I bring in from my home, Alan, because it's easier than actually having the company
yeah.
do
and
it.
Rob, has, Rob is incredibly nice to do that for me because I don't subscribe to the Post at home, but Rob brings that in for me, and it's really nice. Except
well,
for
why
the,
don't we just
for the food
subscriptions through the station, and then Joe doesn't have to pay a penny.
Anyway, the other thing I wanted to say is when I tried to save the company money by doing a 5-year subscription, Miss Bobby sent the purchase order back, said, who know if they'll be here next year?
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Is that really what she said?
Yeah.
Oh my. Let me just say,
she said it tongue-in-cheek, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, of course. You know, she's got that wit.
It's always tongue-in-cheek when the P.O. comes back.
Here's what I think we can surmise. Mike, I've wanted to say this to you for a long time.
Yes.
First...
Right.
Thank God your house is okay.
Thank you, Don.
Second.
Don, thank you.
Second, you really should just get the Post yourself at home.
Yeah.
So that Rob doesn't have to bring you his copy that he's already had while he's eaten and, like, done everything else at home.
Okay, well, I appreciate the suggestion. No.
You're looking
at why won't you get the newspaper yourself at home?
No.
Why?
I just thought I'd say that.
But the USA Today's, those have to be here every day.
Right, but here's my other point. Cameron says it's fine. I can fill out an expense sheet when this is all over.
Uh-huh.
But it's never ending, and nothing's getting done about it.
And you're very mad, Joe.
Yeah, well then
why don't we just get a subscription to USA Today, and it'll be done.
Okay, well, here's what's funny, Alan. You ready for this side splitter?
Okay.
We did that April 5th. Okay, that's when we put the wheels in motion for the subscription. And as of today, instead of getting the four copies that we should, we're just getting one because of a problem with the purchase order. Now,
it's the first... Now I'm getting mad. I just like to point out...
Hey, if I get a subscription to the Washington Post, can I get it delivered here?
Sure.
Yeah, but that's bad because salespeople will take it.
Why wouldn't you want to just deliver to your house?
Well, I'm going
to
get two. I'd like to get one for here and one for when I get to a house.
And the sales...
I've been renting, and I don't get anything. I don't want any permanence.
The salespeople will take it into the bathroom, which has got to be worse than
that's worse
kitchen.
Than my food.
Yeah. It's a newspaper. Can we just
how
get...
come I was attacked?
Oh, no.
Why am I suddenly being brought into this?
Forget it. It's a newspaper.
I'll tell you what I'll
thank
do.
Thank God your house
I'll
is
tell
okay.
you what I'll do every day. I'll get the Washington Post for me, and I'll get two USA Today's, and I'll do it every day.
Great.
All right, forget it then.
No.
Forget it. No. Deal off. Based on that reaction.
That is funny.
Oh, that's funny.
Beyond funny.
That is
but Alan,
funny.
Here's how you can help out. All righty? Here's how you do it. When Michelle Webb comes with you with the new purchase order, we put this through as fast as possible. Take charge. Make it happen.
Anyway, Joe's unhappy.
Is there any way we can fast-track that, Alan?
I would think it is fast-track now that you brought it up.
That's great.
All right, there you go. That's how you solve problems.
I don't think we asked for a heck of a lot around here.
Now that you brought it up to your millions of listeners, I'm sure it's right on the fast track.
We just need four newspapers a day. You know, most days you don't even read them. It's like a security blanket. We just need them around here.
Understood.
Okay. So are you cool now, Joe?
I'm not buying them tomorrow. They better be here. That's all there is to it. I'm done. I'm putting in my expense with my next paycheck, and I'm getting my money.
Well, then, Mike, can I count on you tomorrow?
Absolutely. They'll be here. I guarantee it.
All right, bye, Hal.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, boss.
Thanks,
Hal. Now, Joe.
Hello. Now my mind is working feverishly as I try desperately to find out who I can get to do that for me. There must be some underling that wants to improve his standing at the fun WJFK. There must be some minion.
I know somebody.
What about one of those boys that works on the Ron and Fez show?
Well, I believe that is elevated stature now that he's on the radio.
I
wouldn't go.
He just walked by the window when you were doing it. That was great.
Now, I'll take care of it myself.
Okay.
Not. Tomorrow, you'll hear on the show, we're sending Joe out tonight to the American Idol contestants. D.C.'s one of the four or five cities that's been chosen. Morons have been lining up for 2 days now in front of the convention center. There's thousands of them down there already. Here are the questions that Joe will be asking them tonight.
Mm-hmm. He wants them.
He wants them?
He wants
them. Yeah, I'm excited about this, Gage.
So, here we go. Joe, let's do this. And again, these we want verbatim. Now, there are 27 questions.
Wow.
That we have taken the time to put together.
27 questions.
Well, come on, Joe.
Well,
come
it
on.
Says, may I ask you a few questions on the top.
Yeah, you're talking to
would
idiots.
Would this be the most questions that he's ever asked?
Yeah, but you're talking to idiots who have nowhere else to go. They're,
I know.
They're already down sleeping in sleeping bags on the cement.
I know. They're all good, too. That's the thing.
So here we go. Here's how it will start. And Joe's going down there tonight.
I don't know if I like 27 questions.
I'm just wait till
I know you
it.
Are. Okay. Joe, let's go. Let's run through this real fast.
And I wrote this. Hello, I am Joe Sechrist from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions, taped for broadcast?
Yes, you may.
What's your name and where are you from?
Idiot from Idiot.
Are you excited?
Why, yes.
What makes you think that you have the talent to be the last comic standing?
Isn't that a different show?
Is American Idol your favorite show on ABC television?
Yes.
What do you plan to sing?
God Bless America.
Can you sing it to me right now, really loud?
God bless!
Okay. How long have you been waiting in line?
Days.
Doesn't that make you a loser already?
No.
Please explain.
Okay, blah, blah.
How do you think Simon Cowell will smell?
Blah, blah.
Do you prefer fat, puffy Paula Abdul or thin, druggy Paula Abdul?
Fat, puffy.
Would you suck on one of Paula's infected fingernails?
No!
No. Are you nervous that Randy Jackson may eat you?
Yes.
What flavor do you think Ryan's hair tastes like?
Coconut.
If you could do one thing to Ryan Seacrest without fear of moral or legal punishment, what would it be?
Public castration.
Who is your favorite Olympian?
Duh.
Why?
Duh.
How many years has it been since Elvis Presley left us?
Many.
Would Elvis have been successful on American Idol?
Duh.
Idol contestant John Peter Lewis had an IQ of 75.
But I'm saying duh, this is just what the people will be
right,
like.
Right. Can you name a movie character with the same IQ? Hold
on. Give me that one again, please.
There we go. Idol contestant, I blew out my voice Joe. At Allen.
Oh, have you lost your, have you hurt your throat?
You don't care.
You
Idol contestant John Peter Lewis had an IQ of 75. Can you name a movie character that had the same IQ?
Forrest Gump.
Very good. Who would win in a fist fight? Ryan Seacrest or Billy Bush?
Billy Bush.
Alien or Predator?
Predator.
Can you name the three gay finalists in the show's history?
Clay, Reuben.
Reuben.
And John Peter Lewis.
Pleased to be singing the theme to American Idol right now.
Okay.
That's like a non-singable. I like that.
I guarantee you somebody's going to try. American Idol sucks without Brian Dunkelman. What say you?
I agree.
Can you tell me what a metrosexual is?
Buzz.
Were you surprised to hear about the love affair between Clay and Reuben?
I was shocked.
Do you think I should be allowed to marry my gay lover?
Yes, I do, Joe Seacrest.
Good luck with your talent show thingy.
So that is what Joe will be asking the many contestants tonight.
Very good.
Tonight. In the line at the D.C. Convention Center. So good luck, Joe.
Yes.
And we'll hear that report on
tomorrow's
episode.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you for Joe's woes.
There you go.
My pleasure.
So you're not getting the USA Today tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Good for you.
I'm putting my foot down.
Mike?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I could tell you that I would. But if I even did, I'd be really angry when I got to work.
All right.
I'd be sitting in the 7-Eleven just being angry. You don't want that.
Thanks for stopping by, Joe. World's oldest phone screener, Joe Artinger.
I might bring in some other magazines, though.
You what?
I might bring in some other magazines, just for snakes.
So, like, you'd stop somewhere to get something, but you wouldn't get the newspapers we needed?
I'll bring in a variety of magazines tomorrow.
But no USA Today's?
We'll see.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Alien has a sweet heavenly voice, like Urkel. And he appears every Friday night, like Urkel.
Well, your story is very compelling, Mr. Jackass. I mean, Simpson.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Words are hard for them.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Well, we work for Infinity Broadcasting.
Yes, we do.
And, I just told something in secrecy, but I what the hell? You know the whole big thing with Arbitron?
Yeah.
Yeah, they worked it out. They worked it out. They're going to announce it tomorrow.
Very clever.
So, our company, which is such a dumb company, and I know you guys don't even care about the ratings. I mean,
right.
You know, you guys, you listeners. We don't even talk about our ratings anymore because it's really not relevant. If you like the show, you like the show. And as I said a while ago, if we're doing bad, we're going to be gone.
Right.
So you got to know we're doing good as long as we're doing good. We're doing well as long as we're still on the air.
That's how you know.
However, we just got some ratings in where we were flat out number one.
Mm-hmm.
And what they said around here was, shh, don't even dare mention it. Don't dare mention
right.
the name of the ratings company.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mention anything, because this is it. This is the split. We've had it with the ratings company. We've had it with the way that they do
it. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So you just got that news.
Yeah. Breaking news. Where's the you got my breaking news? Because I'm really breaking news here. I don't believe the company's announced this yet.
Are you allowed to give your source?
I am not.
Ah.
I am not.
Source is close to the situation.
Because I'm pretty sure he'd get in trouble if they knew.
Okay.
Now, he didn't tell me not to say it on the air, but he said, it's a secret. Hey, Don, we'll have those ratings numbers tomorrow. Okay, so anyway, what a dumb company this is.
Oh, Lord.
What a silly company this is.
Oh, whatever.
Anyway, right, yeah. Let's open this this thing we got from this guy, the singing senator.
Okay.
Stand by for, speaking of how inept Infinity Broadcasting is.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by for Vice President Michael Hughes.
Very exciting.
Interviewing Rupert from Survivor.
That should be fun. Now, the singing senator is somebody we had a great time with when we talked to him about how we didn't like his songs. Well, we didn't really say we didn't like him. We had fun with him.
Do we have his original CD?
Yeah.
All the songs were the same.
They were all to the same melody.
Right.
As a point of reference, the guy's...
All the different lyrics.
Mm-hmm. He is the singing senator, Charlie Albertson, from North Carolina.
Hello, Charlie.
You can go to singingsenator.com. Check him out. Uh-huh. He's an elected official, and he sent us a CD. He wrote us a letter saying, I've been in Washington before on business, heard your show. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'd like my CD of songs.
So he liked our show, right?
And then we played the CD. We found out that every single song, it's about a 40-second ditty.
That was the nicest part about it. That was the biggest surprise, that they were all short.
Yes. All done to the same musical track. Mm-hmm. For instance... Remember this guy, the singing senator?
The legislature back in town, there's budget work to do. Passing bills, making laws that affect me and you.
There he is. So we said, yeah, okay, well, what's cut number two? Well, what's the second? Like 15 songs.
We said, hey, this sounds amazing, like the
We've got the other an election one. Going on, and it's already mean.
Right.
Bush this, carry that, beats all I've heard to say.
Now, hold on. That's got to be... that's a good one. Let's try the third cut of 15.
Carl M is a friend to all. He's made it to the top.
So we had the guy on the show. Turns out he's on the level. He's an elected official.
Pretty nice guy.
He's a senator from North Carolina. And... he said that he would write a song about us.
Yes,
and
I, you know, before I was mocking the fact that they were all the same melody, and now I certainly hope our song is to the same melody.
This came from the state office.
Think it's a good chance, Rob?
I think so.
State office, anyway, Senator Charles W. Albertson.
Charles Albertson.
And the note says, Dear Don and Mike, thanks a million, guys, for playing my songs. Love your show. Charlie.
That's nice. Charlie.
And here's the song. Not heard it yet. Just open the envelope. Here's the song, world premiere, that he wrote for us.
I was on the Don and Mike show, and what a thrill for me. The best of all talk shows heard all across this great country. Some say they're controversial and a little crazy, too. To my friends Don and Mike, here's a singing toast to you. But I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months. I don't reckon that'll happen
again
in months and months and months.
Bingo. Thank you, Senator.
Now, you know, just let me play one of his other ones.
Yeah, because it's the same refrain on every song as well as the same melody. So,
here's one of the original ones he said. Like all the other ones, but here we go.
We've got a trashy problem. What else can you say? And it's getting worse each and every day.
Singing senator.
Just say the word landfill, and folks will fight it hard. Like all the rest, I want one, but not in my backyard.
And here comes the hook.
But I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
Right.
I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
Anyway, the only one I liked, there was one on there that I liked, it was about his teeth. It was about dentists.
Oh, yeah, the dentist
what's
strip.
What's the cut now?
That was the only one that I really enjoyed.
13, 14?
5.
Number 5, cut number 5. The singing senator on dentists.
And I think he's 70 years old, too. Isn't he something like that?
Yeah, looks it.
I went to my dentist. It was annual visit time. He checked me out and told me I was doing fine. For my yellow teeth, doc, what would you recommend? He said, wear a brown tie, and they will blend right in. But I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months. I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
All right.
So we asked the singing senator, and here it is one more time. The song...
And he wrote about us.
I was on the Don and Mike show, and what a thrill for me.
Oh, good.
The best of all talk shows,
heard all across this great country. Some say they're controversial and a little crazy too. To my friends Don and Mike, here's a singing toast to you. But I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months. I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
And if you'll allow me one small indulgence, what I'd like to do, I don't know if they're queued up together, is play two of his ditties at the same time.
Very good.
Meaning our song and somebody else's song.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Here we go. They're both going right now.
I went on to see Don Macho about a month ago. I knew I wasn't feeling good, and I told him so. Some say they're controversial and a little crazy too. I just got his bill today. Now I'm sick again. But I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
It's synced up so well.
Yes, perfectly synced up.
Yeah.
Wow. How many can you play? I guess you can only play two at one time.
At some point we could play more than two at one time.
That would be fun.
Maybe these won't jive as well.
All right, let's try one more time. Pretty close again.
Looks like the price in gasoline is going to the moon. The best of all talk shows heard all across this great country. We'd wear holes in both our shoes and gladly miss a meal. Yes. To my friends Don and Mike, here's a singing toast to you. But I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
Oh, that's mad.
Wow.
I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
That's stuttering headache number one.
So let me see if I get this straight. His toast to us was, I don't reckon it'll happen again.
Right.
In months and months.
Anyway, that's the singing senator, Charles Albertson.
Now,
Rob, you're going to have to book him.
I believe he's booked for tomorrow, so you can ask exactly what the meaning of that musical blow-off is.
Yes, very good.
Because it's really not a toast, is it?
No, we want more detail.
Yeah, I think it's a toast.
I think too. He took time to do it.
It's your tax dollars.
This is senatorial schedule.
He's a senator now. Oh, we got to hit this break so we can do this Rupert thing. Rob, if you just hand me the box for a second. Mike, you might remember when we had a guy on the show from Big Ass Video.
Kick Ass Video. Was that the guy with All Natural?
Yeah.
And now we don't do the same show that we used to. We do the FCC friendly show, but we had a pornographer on.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike told him his love of foot fetish.
Yes.
Videos. Now, sit down, Tiger.
Really?
We're not going to have time to get through all of these today. And you can't even look in this box until tomorrow.
Now, I understand that like 2 weeks ago he sent a little package. This looks like a much bigger box.
This is a box. This is a box for you.
For me?
Just for you. For you, Mike. Guess how many different editions of Barefoot Confidential there are on DVD?
20?
32.
32 all in there?
Wow. He sent you every single one.
The whole series.
Let me just read you.
Just hand me one.
Something off the back cover of this one.
Well, that's number 31.
Barefoot Confidential 31.
Right.
Now, tomorrow we'll go through each one of these and find out which ones turn you on the most.
Really? Good.
This one is called Blackfeet.
Really?
You've been asking for them, and now you got them.
Dirty feet.
And oh, what delicious black feet they are.
Dirty feet.
Look at how soft and pale Maya's soles are. Much paler than the rest of her chocolate complexion.
Oh, black feet, yeah.
How would you like those? How would you like those sweaty soles jammed in your face?
Mm-hmm.
Black women have been oppressed throughout history, but it's your turn to be oppressed by this ebony goddess's commanding feet.
Wow.
Feet. Stick out your tongue and lick her feet.
Feet, they are.
Feet.
Let me see it.
Hold on. Oh, no, you can't see it until tomorrow.
Well, really?
Yeah.
I can't even see one?
Let me read you another one from Barefoot Confidential 13. Foot day is the 13th. Bare feet in a toilet. Licked clean.
No.
You can't say that.
No,
I'm not into that.
Let's see. Okay.
No, now we're getting into something
different. Hold on.
It's all natural.
Yeah.
Some of these are a little twisted.
An English girl's tiny feet crammed down a hungry throat.
Oh, wait a minute.
Foot washing with soap, water. and the soft feel.
Wow. Okay, let me try.
Oh, yeah. Dear. So these are naughty movies then.
Oh yes, these are pornos. These are pornos about feet.
Wow.
Here's the Barefoot Princess one. This is Barefoot 23.
He sent them all.
Once upon a time, there was a stuck-up little princess who loved to run around the palace barefoot. She would give the servants...
Can't read that.
Nah. One day a prince arrived, and he taught her that he loved to lick her royal feet. He proved his point.
Licking her feet. All right, let me look.
And then he licked her filthy juices off her feet.
Oh, dear.
Needless to say, they lived happily ever after.
Just one. Let me look at just one. Please.
All right, Barefoot 23.
I won't look at any more, I promise you.
Okay, Barefoot 23.
Thank you, Don.
Tomorrow we'll read the rest of these boxes on the air, and then we'll give you your prize pack from the guy at Kick-Ass Video.
Yeah, terrific.
There are 31 different volumes of foot fetish video.
You know, I'd say there's an outside chance I might lose my foot fetish by tomorrow.
Some of them are called Smoking Toes.
Yeah.
You've got Foot Joy Galore.
Mm-hmm.
Foot Jobs Are Us.
Have you noticed these? Have you noticed on the cover of this, Don?
Yeah.
That on each, with each model, they give the shoe size?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's funny. That's funny.
Mike, you might like this one. Barefoot Bitches.
Mm-hmm.
That's what these girls are.
Right.
Donna flies up with her hubby and teases him with her puffy bare Then he's forced to watch her lick a stranger's feet she met on the internet.
Forced to.
Her evil grin as she licks the man's feet will thrill and chill you.
Wow.
Anyway, these are for you, but we don't have time for them.
Congratulations, Mike.
We'll read them at some point.
Thanks, Buzz.
On tomorrow's show. We'll
and Buzz, I won't leave you out of these. I'll make sure some of these come your way.
All of the stuff.
It's
Robbie,
set.
Yeah, put that box away for us.
And of course, like everyone, it's got the kick-ass guarantee.
Which is?
All natural girls, no condoms, all naked sex, and entertaining.
Look at that. God. We'll be right back with Rupert from Survivor.
Oh, I'll save some for Michael Hughes.
And Michael Hughes, squirrely vice president. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Survivor's life, narrowly sinking, barely floating, filled with stress and strife, anticipation of that vote, barely getting by, and your spirit has been broken when you hear Jeff Probst say, hey, the tribe is full.
You retarded.
Survivor's life, waving to a deadly spider. Well, you'd think that I could find a ruin, maybe ride her. It's a quick man's game.
You retarded.
Gotta moderate the sass. And you must remember, outwit, outplay, outlast.
Shut up!
The Don and Mike Show. Trying desperately to give the human spirit some credit. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Every single day. Well, isn't it funny it would work out this way?
Yeah.
That is pretty funny.
Now, we've got one of our bosses, Michael Hughes, the vice president, on the phone now. He's not here.
Right.
And I'll even cut him some slack because he's not here. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's got a kid that he just had to get off to college this weekend.
Ah.
Just like
you know what that's like.
I think that's his excuse for not being here.
Right.
However, Rupert...
Is Rupert a no-show?
Rupert has not called us yet.
The elusive Rupert.
Here now is Michael Hughes, one of our bosses. Hey, Michael.
Hi, guys.
Hey, first, before we start with whatever we're going to start with, is it your daughter you got settled in college?
It is, yes. We got back about 2:30 this morning, I guess. Mm.
So are you in the same sleep-deprived condition that Donna was in yesterday?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Where'd you end up going, Georgia?
University of Alabama.
Alabama.
The Crimson Tide.
Okay, outstanding choice, and what a pain in the ass moving your kid down to college.
Oh, my God.
So now that we're past that, where do you think Rupert is?
Rupert's a no-show again.
You know, you're good.
I'm questioning whether he was ever confirmed.
He was. He was. Listen, if it was just an opportunity to make fun of you, as you obviously know, we'd do that anyway.
Of course.
I mean, have you heard the comments we've made about your goatee?
Well, I'm having a great day because I'm less jerk faciest than the other guys.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
You still, do you still have your Van Dyke beard,
Michael? I've already called my mom, and, you know, I've arrived.
Do you still have the facial hair?
Yeah, but not for long. Wifey doesn't like it.
Wifey doesn't like it.
Wifey,
well, you know, and for anybody that doesn't know the history of this, Michael Hughes had indicated to you, Don, that he would be able to have an inside track to getting Rupert on the show.
Now, not that he said he knew Rupert.
No, he didn't say no, but you knew somebody that knew Rupert, right, Michael?
Yes, I do. We have a mutual friend.
And Rupert was promised to us and then promised again and promised, and much like today, he was a no-show.
Here's the thing. Michael sends me an email. Like I say, really, among all the jerks that are our bosses, he's the coolest, because at least he's been behind a microphone.
He's a little more of a radio guy, which makes it a little easier to deal with.
I've hit a post in my life.
Yeah, he's talked up a record, so he knows how it goes in radio. So, generally speaking, I trust him a little bit more, although, you know, obviously, he's slimy like all of us.
Just never forget the enemy.
So he said... trying to be helpful. Yeah. This was around the time that we were going through the restructuring of the show.
Right.
And, you know, we need more guests, need better guests. And I mentioned, you know, reality TV. I got anybody. He said, hey, sends me an email. I got one of my best friends from Indianapolis is best friends with Rupert. The email from Michael Hughes said, I guarantee Rupert. No, hold on. It either said guarantee or promise. I can promise we'll have the guy on. And then it was, okay, we'll have him on as soon as he's either voted off or as soon as he wins the show.
Makes sense. And, Michael, since that time, you haven't really had a lot of contact with the show, have you?
With the Survivor show or your show?
Our show.
I've avoided you.
If you have thought so.
Now, you did keep it going at one point when we were having a conversation. And you were telling me it was a really funny aside about what a regular guy Rupert is, that he had won his $1 million and he was going to Costco to buy his food and buy furniture, and he wanted his friends to come put it in the back of the pickup truck. Uh-huh. And I think I said to you that day in the office, that's a great story. It'd be an even better story on the radio. Yeah.
Sure.
Yes, she did.
So now here it is, nearly 3 months later, and today is the day that Rupert was supposed to be on. And he's not called in.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know him.
Who is? But who's the
now,
guy?
Now wait a minute. Is Michael on the? Did Michael do the? Michael is not responsible for the booking for today.
No.
Right?
No. Hey, Beth Ann, if you got a second, can you come in here?
Beth Ann, I think, can give us a background on the booking for today.
Because I got Michael on the inside line. Michael, who's your friend who is best friends with Rupert?
His name is Bill.
His name is Bill. Well, you should scratch him off your friend list.
We can call Bill.
Hi.
Those got good Rupert stories.
Hi, B.A.
Hey.
Hey. So what's up with Rupert?
Well, I've called his sister-in-law countless times, and she's not picking up the phone, but when I first called her, she said, oh, he hasn't called in yet? Let me call him now. So I said, cool, because we were in the middle of a stop set.
Did you mention the name Michael Hughes?
No, I did not. I probably should have, I think she just would have given me her personal number.
That'll part the seas.
So, you know, this is absolutely choice. This is fantastic that it's ended this way, because after all that, this is the guy.
He stiffed you again.
Rupert stiffs people.
He stiffs us again.
Look at me. I'm still looking at the phone.
I'm still looking at the phone.
You guys are all dopes for looking at the phone. And you're a dope Beth Anthony.
Yeah. Go ahead. I can take it.
On the sheet where she writes, coming up on the Don and Mike show and the guests and stuff. Look at Rupert is in like a crazy font. It's in a font with all kinds of like different colors. It looks like the beginning.
Tie-dyed Rupert.
Yeah, why I did it. Thank you, Mike. I enjoyed it.
Tie-dyed Rupert. And are we all in agreement that at this stage of the game, I mean, Rupert's like 6 years past his 15 minutes.
Yeah. We don't even have anything to ask him. All I want to ask him is if he actually knows a guy who knows Michael Hughes.
Hey, Rupert, been to any good theme parks lately?
And Beth Ann, I want to thank you for dragging me back into this mess.
Well, I just thought it'd be funny.
But now, Michael, hold on. Let's be honest. You have kind of avoided us, and even though we've dropped the topic in recent months and weeks, you've brought it up as kind of like an icebreaker.
I mean,
you come up to the office and said, hey, what's happening? Things are going.
The phone's ringing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it could be a sister-in-law.
We may get that interview. Rob's going to pick up the phone.
It's like a sickness. I have to get Rupert.
Calling?
Hold on.
Can you hang on, please? Thank you.
Who is it, Rob?
some chick named Lisa?
Yeah, it's his sister-in-law.
It's not him. Well, go find out. I'm dying for curiosity
now. Come over here and we'll find out.
Pick up the phone
here.
Over here.
Michael, interview her.
Somebody with an excuse.
Yeah, hold on a second.
All right, let's listen to Beth Ann now.
Here she is.
Hello?
Yeah?
Hey, Lisa. You can't find him.
Huh. Now, this is not a joke, right? Ask her if she'll come on the air to talk to Michael. Michael Hughes. Right. So at least people know that we're really trying to get this...
This is Rupert's sister-in-law.
This dope on the show.
Well, she's called his home. She's called everywhere. Lisa, is there any way you could go on with Don and Mike?
And Michael Hughes.
And Michael Hughes, which is actually a friend of me. Oh, cool. Thank you. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay, she's going to go on.
Oh,
now we're
going
to let Michael handle the interview with
yes,
the
we
woman,
are.
And
yes,
we're going
we
to go away.
Michael, as you mentioned, you have a radio background. So what we'd like to do is... We'll give you 60 seconds here. Who is it that Michael will be talking to?
Lisa.
This is Rupert's sister-in-law.
I
and,
think. Actually, get the... I'm not quite sure.
Michael, we can't do the same show we used to do, but I would say this would be one of those circumstances where Don and I occasionally make pudding out of something.
So now let's put 60 seconds on the clock.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, here now is Michael Hughes with Rupert's... Sister-in-law. Better. Go.
Hi, Lisa.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So, as Rupert's sister-in-law, did you ever want to kick Boston Rob's ass?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I had a couple conversations with him during the All-Stars before I got to know him as a person, and I sure did. I sure did. I got to read in Riot Act because Rupert's just too nice. Yeah, he was dogging his buddy. They left the island as friends, supposedly, and... he was having a heyday.
He's lucky, isn't he?
Yeah.
Buddy Dewey yesterday, who you probably know, too.
Yes.
And I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm playing croquet with Rupert. Tell me that's not true.
Croquet?
Croquet. In dress whites.
I've never heard of Rupert playing croquet in dress whites, that's for sure. I don't think he owns dress whites.
Can somebody give me time left here? I'm struggling.
A little help. 15 seconds.
13 seconds.
Less than
did
that.
Rupert catch an alligator with his bare hands on a family vacation?
He caught one down in Louisiana with his bare hands. You're right.
He was prepared. One prepared question.
Can I go now?
Hold on. If I just may ask, ma'am, and again, how is she related to Rupert?
Rupert's sister-in-law.
I'm Rupert's sister-in-law and manager and agent and whatever else I have to do to help the guy out.
Well, what's your friend's name, Michael?
Bill.
Does Rupert know a guy named Bill? Like a close friend of his? How about a last initial, Michael?
C.
Bill C?
Bill C.
Do you think Rupert knows this guy? Because, see, this guy, my boss...
We think Michael used our boss's line.
You know, it doesn't ring a bell, but that doesn't mean a whole lot. I don't know all of his friends,
well,
so...
Yeah, we figured
his business
as much.
Partner.
It's his business partner. Have you ever heard Rupert mention a business partner named Bill C?
Bill C. In business with him for the tournament towers?
Yes. You know? One of three partners.
He does have a tournament towers business.
I haven't heard
a name Bill.
But you've
never heard of
met
Bill.
Or
that's all right, Lisa. We figured it was all a lie.
He used to
made
dig
up
graves
man.
With Rupert, for God's sakes.
He did dig graves. He definitely did.
He dug graves?
That he did.
Really?
That's
we are.
Now, that's a pretty good point.
How about a selection from the singing senator?
All right, listen, Lisa?
Lisa, yes. Is it Lisa or Tina?
Lisa.
All right.
Lisa, thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you're very welcome.
Thank you for substituting for Rupert.
It's been nice having you on the show.
Congratulations.
Cool. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, bye.
Say goodbye to Michael, our boss.
Goodbye, Michael.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, that was great radio, huh?
I think it was.
I tell you, I enjoyed every minute of it.
I think it was. Oh, she's still on the air? Hold on a second.
All right.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. All right, Michael, listen, consider your job done.
Yes, you filled
hallelujah.
The void. Thank you so much.
That's it. You're done. All right, we'll see you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was great.
You know what's good? He's really bummed about that.
I know.
He's really, really...
Well, I think he's bummed, but the same thing, obviously, and now I'm giving him a little more credit, as much as I hate to do that, because the same thing that happened to him happened
to
B.A.
Yeah.
And you heard the lady that's his manager.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the guy's not reliable.
He's not.
I'd like to be the guy like at Six Flags.
Where is he? Oh, yeah, that's how we
supposed
even,
to be by the roller coaster.
That's how we even found out that he was coming to the area. That's what brought this whole thing up again.
Right.
Is that I saw an ad on TV for Great America or Six Flags, whatever it is, saying, you know.
He was there last Saturday.
He was there last Saturday.
Hey, if he calls now, we got to see how long we can keep him on hold.
Oh, not a chance he called.
Can we try to book him?
I would bet you a year of going to pick up the USA Today that Rupert does not call us.
Yeah, you can't bet me something I'm not going to do.
All right, well, thank you, B.A.
You're welcome. Sorry
thank
about
you.
That.
Hey, it's not, hey, you know who's to blame for that? His name is Michael Hughes.
That's right.
That's right.
For years and years and years.
Smart guy.
You know, and really what we should have said to Michael Hughes the day he said he would book Rupert on the show, you should have looked him right in the eye and said, I don't think that'll happen again in months and months and months. That's what you should have said to him.
Wait, you know he's going to book next? Tony Kornheiser. Let's see you book Let's see you book him.
Yeah, that's another one, huh? It's another one of those rumors.
We got to break when we come back. Oh, now, listen, here's a guy that we know we can get on the phone. Gerald Poley. Now, you may not remember this guy, Mike. We had him on, years and years and years ago, months and months and months ago.
Right.
This is a guy who speaks to Jesus.
Well, we need to speak to a man.
And here's his new thing. He has spoken to Jesus, and Jesus is concerned that Bush is not going to win the election, so Jesus is going to make sure Bush wins the election, and he's also in contact with John Lennon.
His wife is.
He's
not. He speaks to Jesus, White speaks to John Lennon.
Yeah, if you look on the second page of your packet, you'll see the letter that Jesus sent.
Well, it's a long letter.
It is.
It's an endorsement letter. It's Jesus' endorsement letter of George Bush.
Right. This seems to be quite a rambling, if you know what I mean.
So now here's the deal. He's got this covered from J&J.
Right.
From both John Lennon and Jesus Christ.
Well, who needs more than that?
Both of them are saying that Bush should be the president, and this guy speaks to Jesus, and his wife speaks to John Lennon.
Lennon was instrumental in the victory in 2000. You probably didn't know.
You know, I'm reading a little bit of this, and I'll tell you, this Jesus letter sounds like the ramblings of a lunatic.
That's my Jesus you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Can I have a little reverb, please?
Of course.
Just to read the beginning of the Jesus endorsement. And then we'll get... Now, is this guy still a Reverend Rob?
No, his title is...
Nutcase.
Speaker, right? Well, I wrote it down. He's a speaker.
Big problems.
Oh, hold on. Oop, slow down, traffic guy. Hold on. He's not on yet.
Go ahead.
I come to you today.
Oh, hold on. Give me just some flat reverb.
That's interesting.
Hello? Hello? What's this? Hey. Music radio. Oh, come on. Reverb, Rob.
Hold on.
Just give me the reverb, baby. 77 WABC. What the hell's going on? There you go.
Yeah.
Now
there it is. Hi.
Jesus endorsement. I come to you today as the ruler of the kingdom of God, which mankind often calls heaven, to give you my endorsement for the re-election of President George Bush.
Hmm.
And then I'll skip to the bottom. From Jesus, of course.
Yes.
These are the reasons I endorse President Bush. There are others, but these are the important ones I wish you to know about. Support me. I am sending the strongest workers I have to each state to help the spirits. Don't vote for the Democrats. Re-elect President Bush.
Hmm.
Save our children. We are in hopes the people of America will listen. Check out your state on the link above. See who's there. If no one's listed yet, do not feel slighted. That probably means the situation in your state is so good we don't have to work that hard there. You are already serving God very well. Yours in our Father in Heaven's service, now and forever.
Of course.
Jesus of Nazareth, called the Christ.
Wow.
That's a memo from Jesus.
What's not to believe?
We're going to have some fun now.
I can't wait to talk to this guy.
Right, we'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When you look at the black race, black people are very gifted in what we call worship and celebration. A lot of us like to dance. And if you go to a black church, you see people jumping up and down.
Right.
Because they really get into it. White people were blessed with the gift of structure and organization.
Thank you, Reggie.
You guys do a good job of building businesses and things of that nature. And you know how to tap into money.
Yeah, we do.
Pretty much better than a lot of people do around the world.
Right, the white man.
Hispanics were gifted in family structure.
How you doing?
And you can see a Hispanic person, and they could put 20 or 30 people in one home.
Indeed.
They were gifted in the family structure.
They were.
When you look at the Asian is very gifted in creation, creativity,
and
inventions. If you go to Japan or any Asian country, they can turn a television into a watch.
Thank you, Reggie.
They're very creative. Then you look at the Indians. They've been very gifted in the spirituality.
In the spirituality.
When you put all of that together,
what do you get?
Guess what it makes? It forms a complete image of God.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Thank you, Reggie.
Possibly Crooked. The Don and Mike Show.
Station break. We're on Westwood One. You're hearing us in Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Tidewater, Virginia. On WBVA in Wichita, Kansas.
BBA.
98.7 KFH FM. About Portland. Portland, Oregon. Matt. 910 Max, and in Fresno, 105.9 KKDG. Those are the stations. Let's see. Tomorrow on the show, the singing senator, the guy that wrote the song, you know, the song that's like all the other songs that we played for you before.
Yeah, and we appreciate it.
That's tomorrow. Plus, Joe Mose.
Yeah, Joe Mose is going to be talking to the people that are waiting in line to be the next American Idol.
Right, not Joe's woes.
No,
Joe Mose. That's Joe Man on the Street interview tomorrow.
Two distinctly different features.
Plus tomorrow, the girl who won $77,000 on some show on the WB, and now she's going to be going for $777,000.
This is a ton of cash. How come nobody knows the show?
Because it's on the WB. That's why. It's funny. I think that, well, I
is a supermarket sweep?
WB is funny always.
Whammy.
Although I'll say this.
Is Peter Tamarkin the host?
WB, I would have to say, is now ahead of UBN. If I'm ranking the networks.
Which one has Amish in the City?
That's UBN.
Yeah, no, I disagree
UBN.
Then. I disagree.
UBN.
I'm all about Amish in the City. And my favorite Amish guy, Moe's.
Yes.
I like Moe's because he talks like this.
Well, that...
Everything he says, and it give me a chance to do the Amish speak. So if you ever ask me about Amish, that's the way they talk. I've never
kind of
been...
sounds like Ernie Scarface.
It is. Yeah. It's exactly, and you know they all sound like that. It's very
at
similar
the,
to
at the Brockage.
I've never been to a bowling alley before. this is good. I've never had sushi.
That's tomorrow. Oh, and also tomorrow I want to mention kick-ass video, Mike's box of foot fetish DVDs. We'll go through them one at a time.
I might, believe it or not, this might surprise you. There's a very good chance after looking at one of those, I might be giving them all away.
And also tomorrow we'll just be talking for a while about how bad the Olympics suck.
Yeah, good.
They suck. I don't care how un-American I sound. They suck. Yuck. You pew.
Yeah.
Yuck. You stink. You suck.
I haven't had enough experience with them to say they suck because, maybe it's because of your prodding, but I haven't watched any of them.
Well,
a lot of people aren't.
Nobody
all I watch is that one, like, high-definition channel that all they show is, like, the Greek islands and from the helicopter.
Tomorrow we got to get into that. For those who have high-definition, and I know it's a small percentage of people, but you're really getting screwed by NBC.
Wow.
For instance, and I know we got to talk to the Jesus guy, but Friday night, you know whose panties were all in a royal wad?
Yeah.
There he is right there. My best friend, he calls me up and he said, now Friday night, I'm getting my kid ready for college and everything.
Right.
He says, are you watching the opening ceremonies?
I say, you were, of course.
No. I
says,
no.
Hello, Don, it's Rob.
He says, turn on 4/1, which is the high definition channel.
Right.
I turn it on. And while on the regular Channel 4, the NBC, they're running the opening ceremony.
Live, right?
Still is, just faggy and pomp and circumstance and a waste of time.
Live.
On the high-definition channel, they're showing the opening ceremonies from the Salt Lake City Olympics.
Really? I turned it on. I was amazed. They said, look what they've done. They're able to ice skate in the middle of summer.
Well, what's the point in having a high-definition channel?
Correct. What's anyway, you're getting screwed.
I'll get back to you.
It's pretty.
You're getting screwed. But tomorrow we'll talk about how bad the Olympics stink.
Stupid NBC.
And our basketball team, which cannot suck enough.
Oh, yeah. And now it's just Puerto Rico that they lost to, right?
Except...
Excuse me?
Hello, Mike.
But aren't they still in the running for a goal?
Mike, hold on. Beat by Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but here's the point.
We got beat by slum kids.
But can they?
These are slum kids. Everybody talks that way.
Is there a chance that they can come back and win the gold?
No!
They're out of it now?
No, I would bet you, I bet you your Red Sox bet that the Americans don't win the gold.
Really?
Yeah. We stink.
It's a fair bet if we can't beat Puerto Rico.
Think about it. And tonight we play Greece, and they're worse than Puerto Rico. We'll probably lose to Greece.
Well, I think we're going to be angry now, and we're going to bounce back.
Yeah, right. Keep believing that.
I think that they're being...
Keep believing that.
I mean, they're the most talented team in the Olympics right now. Were they not?
No. Here's the thing. You're going to get me going on this, and I'm going to get way too wound up.
Well, you seem like you're already wound up.
I am. I got to calm down about this.
We, by the way, won our first basketball game today, as a matter of fact.
Hooray.
I'm just so you'll know.
I knew it.
So, yeah, I'd say the tide is turning.
Yeah, the tide's turning.
Well, it's one loss. They took them too lightly. Mm-hmm.
Who did they beat, Buzz?
Beat Greece.
Greece.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Greece.
See, they took them too
lightly. That's the thing. And Buzz, you should have warned everybody that wanted to watch that game tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You should have been...
Oh, spoiler alert.
I should have been like that other news station in town that goes, warning! You know, this is an update that you... If you don't want to see this later...
I actually saw a guy on TV say, if you don't want to know the results, and he went like this, put your hands in your ears and go, la 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 la.
Wow.
All right, listen, tomorrow we'll talk about the Olympics.
Good.
Okay? Because we've got to talk to the guy who talks to Jesus.
Yeah.
Gerald Polly.
Okay. Oh, here's some guy telling you to make that bet. Hello, Mike?
No, this is Keith. I'm down on my...
Hi, Keith.
How
can
we do it for you?
Keith for Mike. I see that.
Mike, take that bet.
Take the bet that they're going to win the gold?
Hello?
Keith, can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. There you go.
Keith, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Mike. Take that bet.
I'll give it some thought, Keith, but I'm not going to make a bet that's going to retract my Red Sox bet. I believe in my Red Sox, and I should be punished.
They're still in the running for the gold. That's just one loss.
Come on, we suck. We can't play as a team. We got nobody that can shoot outside. All we got are guys who say, I want the ball inside. I want a slam dunk like on SportsCenter. We got these dumb Euro trash punks who should go rent the goddamn movie Hoosiers and listen to Gene Hackman. Pass the ball 4 times.
That is
find unfair. The open man.
That is unfair criticism, though.
They're all foreigners.
They're what?
That's unfair.
They're all foreigners.
They're
Olympics.
Jesus. So what?
It's the Olympics.
We're getting our ass kicked by them.
One game.
Not one game. We barely beat... Who was it we barely beat? Turkey?
Greece. By 6 points.
What was
77 to 71.
Hold on. We beat Greece by 6 points?
6 points. We have another must-win game on Thursday against Australia.
We beat Greece by 6. How you feel about that?
You're going to be eating your words when we win the gold.
Team of superstars.
Take the bet. Make Don massage, Tom.
Oh, kiss my ass. I got a bet with you. I'll make a side bet with you. I'm serious. That same day of Mike's Red Sox bet, forget between me and Mike.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Oakland, California.
Get out of here. You're too far away. Forget it. I was going to have him come down and suck on Tom's toes or something. I'm really hot about it.
But you see, I'd get too much crap from people if we.
I know
that,
you would.
And I don't know anything about basketball, but I think that they still have the team that's going to win the gold.
I'm just too hot about
our
basketball.
You're mad that they lost one game.
No, it's not the one game. They've played like crap in every game.
Yeah, this is the first game they've won. They've won against Greece.
They've won games, but they've looked like crap.
See, if you get me started, I might get you upset because I think the whole thing's a joke anyway.
Why?
I just think it's silly that the whole basis of Olympic athletes, all of them,
is that they're amateurs. And then we bring in
Here's the thing. What we said so many years ago was, gosh, it's really not fair that all these foreign dudes...
They use pros.
They use pros.
Right.
So now, let's use pros. The problem is that now the pros that are coming from the other countries, because they learn how to play real basketball, not the BS that we play here...
Right.
They're kicking our ass.
Right, wow.
The other countries are just... They're playing regular basketball. They're playing like high school basketball. Okay.
You mean like team basketball?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, hold on. Here's a guy who'll take a bet with me.
Mm.
Hey, Brian.
Sir.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Here's the bet. Whenever Mike concedes about the Red Sox bet...
I don't want my bet with you to be involved in the basketball bet.
It's just whenever Tom is down here getting his massage from either you or I.
Right.
Hey, Brian. I tell you what, big man, if the United States wins the gold medal in basketball, I will personally give Tom's feet a separate massage. But if they don't, you have to come down and give Tom's feet a separate massage on the same day.
I can do that.
I don't think you can. I don't think you got the guts for it.
Well, what's that going to do for me, Mr. Geronimo?
What do you mean, what's that?
Seeing you massage Tom's feet?
Yeah. You said you'd take a bet with me. Well, then what stakes would you like? Excuse me.
Radio.
I'm contemplating.
You're contemplating.
And we don't have time to contemplate.
What are you contemplating?
I'll take your tickets to game 3 Monday night against the Cowboys.
And what
about that, big man?
Big man, what are you putting up, big man? I'll put up Redskins season tickets for the Monday night game against Dallas. What do you put up, big man? Calling me and
saying, I'll massage between Tom's toes
Hey, big man, not good enough, big man.
Well, come up with some sticks. You're the guy that called the challenge.
You called me.
Yeah.
You called me. I didn't ask for some dummy named Brian to call. You called me.
And here we are.
Because you called me.
Okay, let's work out a wager.
Let's work out a wager. When the United States loses the gold medal, you'll just never call this show again.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've been listening for too long not to ever call again.
No. That'll have to be the bet.
Yeah.
You're out. Listen, anyway, I'm putting you in the book anyway.
You still listen, but calling.
He gets in the book for big man.
Come on, big man. Come on, big man. Jesus.
Don't be that way.
Why? You're that way. Big man.
Don't be hating.
I believe you threw the big man out first.
I did not.
No way.
I did not, big man.
Roll the tape, big man.
No, you don't control
the
show.
Hey, listen, douche. You want to go for really big stakes, big man?
Let me know.
I'm letting you know right now. How many zeros do you want to put on? If I don't say something I have to delete out because of your language.
You had to dump that?
Yes, I had to dump that out. You can't call me that.
New world.
Listen, here's the deal. Don't call me big man and threaten. And then when I say to you...
It was merely a rebuttal
put,
to your big man.
Put as many zeros as you like behind the number one. You want to bet $10, $100, $1,000, big man...
Let's make it an even 100, an even C note.
$100.
$100 bet.
Okay. That's fine with me.
All right, $100. Okay. We will need to get your information.
That is fine.
And I don't lie. If I lose the bet, if America wins the gold medal, I'll give you $100.
Mm-hmm. I'm a man of my word also.
Okay.
I don't like him, though, and I don't want the money to go to him.
But you're not a big man.
No, I don't want the money to go to him.
Mike, there's not a problem, because America's not going to win the gold medal.
But, I mean, here's the deal. Even if that happens, I don't want the money to go to him. It's got to go to his... pick an organization, sir. Pick an organization for charity.
What house is your retarded brother currently staying at? What halfway
house?
Yeah, what a halfway house.
Does the money go to Brian's house?
Is your brother staying at?
No, seriously, Brian, pick a charity.
That's comedy. Pick a charity.
Oh boy, you're a funny guy,
Brian. Because you're too smarmy, and you would have gotten the money yourself if you were less smarmy.
So now I'm betting for a charity.
Pick a charity.
Yes, you're betting into.
No, listen, I don't care.
Pick a charity.
You're not going to win. I'll give you the $100 if I lose, but I'm not going to lose.
I'm still trying to angle for those tickets, Don, to be honest.
Jesus Christ. Hey, listen, dude, go on eBay if you want to get some tickets. You want to argue about the basketball team, that's one thing. Big man.
Can we move past the big man?
No, we can't. You started it, big man.
Oh, I don't. Well, you're the one on the radio show, Brian. Hey, listen to this.
You're right. You're on our radio show. You're in our house, man.
Big man.
I apologize.
For what?
Where does your mother live?
She lives in Horrorville.
And who's wearing? And who's going to win the Olympic gold medal in basketball?
Honestly, it's USA, Don.
Anybody but the USA. God!
You know why?
We're going to lose because our players are going to be so tired from being with your mom.
All night. Touche.
Amen. Right, and if you call me...
big man again.
Big man. Listen, I'm sorry you're a little man, and you're right. I guess in your eyes, I am a big man. We all need heroes. We all need someone to look up to, someone to aspire toward being.
Now, I was almost agreeing before, but now I'm coming around on this. I want to hear Brian explain why he thinks the USA is going to win the gold. Tell us why, Brian.
Two reasons.
Is that a palate cleanser or what? That is a wonderful palate cleanser.
Sure it is, big man.
What a shame he got hung up on, big man, to lick.
Right, big man. Big man. Well, big man, I got your Redskins tickets, big man. Jesus. Jesus, no pun intended. Now, wait, the Jesus guy, what, he's on the schedule today?
Oh, and that worked out great, because that guy was so smarmy, I got to still massage Tom's feet.
What? Can I call him, or I can reschedule him? It's your call.
Can he wait for a commercial break?
I think so.
Is he that tight? Good. Call him up right now and see.
Is he?
I apologize. Took too long. Who else is on the phone here? Still about the Olympics. Hello, Mike.
Yes, sir, Mr. Don.
Hi there. Please call me Big Man.
Okay, Big Man.
Thank you.
I might be able to share some information that I don't know for sure is right, but I think if you lose a game, the best you can do is third place in the Olympics.
I don't know about that. Who knows? Thank you, though, Mike.
That's a different round.
Thanks for calling me Big Man.
Speculation.
Hello, Jerry.
Tom and Mike mixing it up with the dummy Beebles.
Hey, listen, dude.
The worst part of the Olympics, by far, is NBC's coverage. They refuse to show below the waist of those half-naked swimmers, male swimmers. They refuse to do it.
He's not happy.
Rob?
Gerald can wait in 10 minutes, or if you want more time for him, you can go tomorrow. So
no,
that's your call.
You want to talk to him today or tomorrow?
Let's talk to him tomorrow. I want to talk to the peoples.
you want a phone scan?
Yeah, I want to talk to the peoples. I'm all wound up. I want to get into it with these peoples. I mean, you got it all stirred up, and I think we're motivated now.
Okay.
We'll talk to them. We can talk to the guy that talks to Jesus any day.
Okay, phone scan lies straight ahead.
And I'm trying to get some information on this Olympic thing.
What are you looking at, USA Today?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? I was trying to get information out of this paper.
America's newspaper. From the one newspaper that we get here at the station.
Isn't that ridiculous? I'll find out when I buy it tomorrow.
We'll take your phone calls for whatever time we have left in the show here. 877-365-3636. That just means a better guest for tomorrow.
Very good.
We'll have the Jesus guy on tomorrow. Your calls now. Call us from anywhere. These calls are on screen on the phone scan, 877-365-3636. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Eliza.
Jerry, don't get up. Ah, boy, I'll tell you. Every time you come back from a tour, I don't know what it is, but there must be something in the air or the tour. It really becomes you. It's like you become rejuvenated. I don't know what it is. Isn't that so, everybody? Isn't that so?
Hey, that's the truth. I'll tell you, it's amazing. It's amazing. You look wonderful.
And, yeah, I know. You look wonderful, too, Jerry. I wasn't leaving you out.
Yeah. Oh, Jerry, I love this guy. Always coming up with these great lines. I love him. I love him. He's wonderful. You're wonderful. I say, I don't know what I'd do without you.
Rupert, the bus is here. It's early. Try to be on time for once.
I can't believe this. I gotta go now. Yeah, I gotta catch a bus. Jerry, take care of yourself. Baby, be good. Good luck in Rio.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, keep in mind, Rupert Pumpkin was allegedly talking to Jerry, the Johnny Carson guy, Jerry Lewis, and Jerry Langford and Liza Minnelli.
Right? Liza Minnelli. Don and Mike, how can I say this?
Again. Right.
Be a dear and listen to the Don and Mike show.
All right, phone scan right here. Give me the lineup for tomorrow's episode. Joe at American Idol,
right?
The lady from the WB show who's competing for almost $1 million. The guy who talks to Jesus and John Lennon and says that both Jesus and John Lennon want Bush to be voted back into office.
I still look forward to that interview.
And we'll talk to the singing senator on tomorrow's episode.
Very good.
All of that, that's just the stuff I got written down.
No. Right.
Plus, all the other crap we fill the show up with every day. Now 877-365-3636 for the phone scan.
All right.
You're rotating random phone scan. These are unscreened calls. And you are faced. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Mike. I just wanted to say that that guy Brian you were talking to, you said big guy first.
I really don't think I did.
I didn't hear it that way.
It's not.
You said big
no,
guy.
No, you don't say big guy.
It's not one of the things I say. I call guys names.
I agree, but you said it. You said it first.
How did that work? How did it go?
You just said some big guy.
No, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Now I know you're lying.
No, wrong.
I'm telling you, you did.
Okay.
You went on and on about it, but you said it first, not Brian.
Okay. What else did you want to say?
That's all.
Yeah, right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, he wasn't big guy, it was big man.
Ah, okay, big difference.
Okay, so what, he said...
You said big man.
I said big man?
Yeah, and you probably... What?
The caller did.
He said it first.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Okay,
big deal.
That was a jerk face. The guy was... can we all agree that the guy was a hump? Here's the thing. Some guy wants to call the show. Even if you want to argue with me about the Olympics or whatever, and says he wants to make a bet. I don't say what you got going, big man.
Or big guy.
Big guy.
No, that's not you.
You've never said big guy.
Regis Philbin says big guy.
Hey, big guy. I say that to babies. I say that to my godson, Robin.
God, I'm just so frustrated because you know what it means.
What?
It means another night of you and I poring over the tapes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good afternoon, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Can you imagine, really? Hold on, sir, because I've got a thought here. Can you imagine, seriously, if in the 20 years that we've been doing this radio show, if we really were that obsessive, if we really were that obsessive about shows that were, you know, let's put the old Hollywood term, in the can.
Yeah.
Do you know how insane we'd be?
Yeah, forget
it. Doesn't Letterman sit there, and obviously it's only an hour, but doesn't he do a thing where he watches the entire show?
He used to.
I don't think he does it anymore.
He doesn't do it anymore?
He hated it, and that's why he stopped.
Oh, my God.
I can't even stand to hear a tape of the show when I'm on vacation. Even if it's a good show, I listen to it, I go, God, we stink.
But if we did the show and then listened to it afterwards?
Oh, no.
Ah!
The worst. Hello?
We've already heard it.
Hey.
Hey, there is no better radio than when some tool comes up and gets you angry. Don't they know by now they're not going to win?
Well, it's all in good fun.
Thank you, my friend. I'm going to have to ask. No, hold on. No more thanks for you. Oh, shut up.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Did you tape that last segment? I mean, not this one. The last one?
Maybe.
Okay, all right, I know we got these secret rules about if we tape stuff or not, but
okay.
No.
Might be available.
Okay, all right. Would you go back to that call and just listen to hear
it? I would say you said it first.
Yeah, see, would you just let me know?
If I can, I will.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
If the tape exists.
Bye-bye. Yeah, if it exists. Yeah.
She's smart, though, because she doesn't necessarily want to come in and give you that news.
Hello, Don and Mike.
She walks in and goes, Don.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you?
You said big guy.
Well, then I'd be, you know, okay, big guy's different than big man, though, but I don't think
somewhere
I said...
That guy, Brian's going to be out high-fiving his buddy.
I don't think I said it. And I stand by. I don't think the United States is going to win the Olympic, the gold medal in basketball.
I've been pouring over the newspaper. And
there's five minutes left in today's show. I'm glad you're finally reading today's newspaper.
I'm pouring over it, and they got group. You got the men group B and the men group A. They're two groups, A and B. You got Greece, Lithuania, Puerto Rico, Australia, the United States, then Italy in group A, Spain, Argentina, Serbia, and Montenegro, China, and New Zealand in group B.
Uh-huh.
There's no one yet has explained to me how this thing works.
Just watch out for the Chinese. That's a good basketball people.
So I would say right now the Greece was 1-0. Greece is now 1-1, and it really hinges on what Lithuania and Puerto Rico do.
That's right.
But Puerto Rico's already kicked our ass.
Well, they're 1-0, but I think it's the standings. So we have these little standings. It's not like if you lose one game, you're out.
But I'm telling you, the team stinks.
The big article I read, I actually read it during the break, also said it was a big deal as to whether Greece would even be competitive. And if they were competitive, which they were, a six-point victory.
We only won by six.
No,
right.
That is very bad news for the U.S. team.
Yeah. Hello? You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here. Did you guys get that figured out?
Yeah, what figured out?
The Olympic thing. I guess I went off a little fan. Because that's not what I was calling.
What?
I was calling.
Wait, is everybody, is everybody wearing the bust ball suit today? Uh-huh. What can we do for you?
Well, I just want to call and say it sure seems like you do a lot for Bart. It doesn't seem like
a lot. A lot
for
what?
In return,
a
you
lot,
do a
what?
Lot for Bart.
It seems I do a lot for Bart.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
And he doesn't do a lot for you.
Oh, now, two in a row. He's a copycat.
No, hold on. No, he's not a copy. And I don't care if he is. It would be quite boring if I told you how fantastic my son is. You wouldn't listen to this show if I told you, for instance. And I'm going to do this now.
Oh,
because,
you're right. You're
hold
right.
Hold on. Hey, shut up. I'm going to tell you. Shut up! I'm going to tell you something about my kid now that I don't say on the air because
he's
it's not.
Shut
up!
You can't. No, you don't understand. You're trying to communicate with a guy that's. He's got one agenda.
Okay.
I don't want it. You want it. You dump him and then say what you're going to say about your kid. You're never going to get anywhere with this guy because all he wants to do is bust balls.
Keep talking.
I mentioned what a pain in the ass my kid is, which he truly is. I don't mention because it sounds self-serving and it's bragging and who cares if I told you. What a good heart he has. If I told you about this year when he came back from college, when he had the opportunity to work full-time, he chose to work part-time. Why? Because he's lazy? No. Because 3 days a week, he went to Southeast Washington, D.C. to work as a volunteer, to give something back. He didn't earn any money. He didn't ask anybody's thanks for this. He did it because he wanted to give something back. What does my kid do for me, you dumbass? You can't figure out by listening to the radio that maybe there's two sides to the story. That maybe that what you hear on the radio is just me bitching about him and what a pain in the ass he is and how lazy he is. Do you really want to hear? Because I'll tell you, he is simply the greatest son a man could have. I love him more than life itself. He respects me. I respect him. He makes me laugh. He makes me think. He's deeper and a better person than I could ever pray to be in my entire life. But if I talked about that all the time on the radio, I would be like goddamn Kathy Gifford talking about how wonderful Cody is.
Right.
God. And you're right. Why are so many dummies?
No, you had to hang up on that guy to make your statement because the guy was just trying to bust
you know,
balls.
Yeah, I mentioned that my kid had a $700 gas bill. Did I also mention, and I guess I didn't, that the very next day he went to his bank account and got $350 and paid half, and that now he's going to be paying me $75 every week until the thing's paid off? Do you care about that? I mean, would you care about knowing that while I've been going through some medical stuff that I've not even talked about on the air, there's not been a more supportive person in the world than my son? Not to mention my wife. Did I ever mention that? Did I ever mention all the times that the little things that he does? They're boring to hear it on the radio. I sound like Jack Diamond when I talk about how great my kid is. But he's a pain in the ass.
Sure.
Okay?
Come on.
Hello, Don and Mike.
God, that was really boring.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, I just wanted to be the first to express my sorrow to the family of Chris Bialy.
The family of Kirstie Alley?
Why is
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, what a terrible way to die. I mean, getting stuck to a couch like that.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what?
It was horrible.
You know, all right, you're pulling something from Buzz's News. That's okay.
You're pulling something from Buzz's News of last week, but it was a significant enough story.
Oh, no, he got a chime.
Where we're still thinking about it.
He got a chime. Yeah. He got a chime. And Buzz, worth the W-E-I-G-H-T.
That's true.
Not W-A-I-T.
I'm still thinking about that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello, phone scam.
Oh, good afternoon this afternoon.
How about it? What can I do for you, how about it?
Hey, man. Hey, calling from Rochester, New York, WHTK.
Right.
Trying to figure out a way to butter up a program director in another city to hire.
Wait a minute, are you a real radio guy?
No, I'm on the promotion side.
Sorry, radio guys are not allowed to call.
Not unless they're invited. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hey,
hi, you're on the air.
I just wanted to check in and see if BA is thonged up today.
CFBA, this will be another BA thong call.
Mm-hmm. Is BA, but you know what? He deserves an answer based on the way he asked it. Is she thonged up today?
Yuck, I don't want to know. Hello, Don and Mike show. I mean, no offense, BA.
I like the way it was expressed.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm going to be asking women all over America, hey, are you thonged up?
Hello.
Hi, I was going to call for something else, but when you talked about Bart, I got a comment. When I was in university, I volunteered too, but I did fun things like working in a daycare or bingo with seniors. It takes a lot of guts to work in an urban city center.
Yeah, but see, here's why I don't mention it. Because then it's like self-serving, and that was my point to the whole guy. So just forget I said that, okay?
Well, volunteering itself is self-serving. It's supposed to be...
No, it's self-serving when I talk about how fantastic my kid is.
You know, you could talk about you could talk about volunteer work seriously, and a lot of people would tell you it is self-serving because the people that do it probably get more satisfaction out of it than anybody else. Mm-hmm. That's how it's self-serving. When you talk about it on the radio, it's just pompous and arrogant.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's true. Like Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
I mean, really, don't you agree? We always agreed about that.
Yeah, correct.
If you do good work, of course it's self-serving. You do volunteer work, you help people out, it is the most self-serving thing you can do. Because everybody I've talked to, including my 84-year-old mom who's done her whole life, said it's the most gratifying, satisfying thing you can do. You put that on the radio, and you become Jerry Lewis, which is pompous and, you know, and arrogant.
Right? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I was wondering, when is the 2004 fantasy draft scheduled for? That's got to be the best 4 hours of radio. And I'd like to take the day off of work and sit by the radio and watch and listen to Buzz. He's had some brilliant picks.
Thank you for that.
I have.
Fortunately, it will not last 4 hours this year.
Well, it might with the drinking.
And we, as a matter of fact, will have it, I think, the week before the season starts.
The week before the season starts?
Hold on, I have breaking news from Beth Ann. Yes, B.A.
Don?
Yes.
If I could listen and go back in time?
Yeah?
You said it first.
You're fired. And in what reference did I say it to him?
It was in the very beginning. Hey, Brian, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay, big man.
Oh, so I said...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Big difference?
Big man, not big guy.
No, not right. The same thing. Right. Hey, big guy. If you're saying, hey, big man.
He said big man.
Yeah. Don said big man?
Yeah, and he said it first.
It doesn't matter. Big guy was what the challenge was.
Big guy was the challenge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So did I win or lose that?
You won.
Oh, hey, bonus.
No, and if a listener disputes me, I want to hear it. There's a difference. Big guy, right? I think I'm right about this.
Yeah, Don, you've won and you've beat Greece and Puerto Rico.
But you still have to beat Australia.
All right, thanks, Beth Ann.
You're welcome, Mike.
And however you found out about that, destroy that tape or whatever it is that you...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, exactly. Bye-bye.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
There she is. Good producer. Hi. Beth Ann.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I was just thinking about something and I forgot it. Hey, man, that's weird the way stuff goes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What's up, big guy?
Hey, what's happening, big man?
Hey, Don, I gotta tell you, I think you're a bit of a brown nose when you're telling Les Moonves that his girlfriend is hot. She is not hot.
Hey, oh, I disagree.
And
she's not.
If I could tell you, Julie Chen is one grade A piece of ASS. Mm-hmm. And if you knew, and hold on a second, can we all stop for a second? Les Moonves, the last time I checked, is still pissed at us,
right.
Hung up on us because I brought up the relationship with Julie Chen.
Well, you know, I always ask somebody who disagrees about what women they think is hot. Who, in your estimation, would be a TV hottie?
But she's got to be Asian, like Julie Chen. Who's an Asian hottie?
Who's an Asian hottie? You can't really.
Oh, come on, it's easy. I got it right away. Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho.
Because he's your girlfriend, you got to fuck up to
him. Oh, God.
Shut up. He doesn't get it.
Again with a shut up.
I don't care.
But Julie Chen is one sweet boy. Would I read that fortune cookie?
And a message for all the copycat ball busters out there. You know, once it happens once, the statute of limitations runs out.
Gets old. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
We like doing the show a lot better where we don't have to yell at you so much. So please...
Don't make a show.
If you're going to call the show, don't be stupid.
Yes, a little decorum, please.
Hello.
Except on the part of the hosts.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I am?
Yeah.
All right. All I know is the guy who played Mozart was also in Animal House.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yes, go ahead.
Turn down your radio or just hang up. That's fine. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello. You know, I feel like Paul McCartney now doing one of those bits he does for his dead wife where he walks through the minefield.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's up, fellas?
Hey, hi there.
Hey, I just want to let you know, Don, that you are so right that America's...
All right, thanks, big man. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Let me tell you what you don't do. You don't call him narco.
What are you talking about, Elvis?
I think so.
That's right. And you don't call him narco.
Well, that was yesterday's show. And the only person that's allowed to mention previous shows is the fat lady that was grafted to the couch.
Not in my show. Hello.
Well, I'm in trouble then because I was just calling up to thank you guys again for yesterday's show.
Okay,
forget it.
The nerve.
I'm in trouble, duh. Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you call the fans?
You know, it's a shame is when you get those other guys, then a perfectly nice caller is mistreated like that.
No, we call that friendly fire.
Friendly fire.
It happens. Hello, Donna Mike.
Rob A?
Yes.
Yeah, he's here.
Play me in, please.
Oh, hold on. It's your girlfriend.
Oh.
Must be Karen calling.
Yeah. Karen is a lady that calls often and has her own theme song.
All right. I'd like a little warning next time, okay?
These are unscreened calls. What do you want, Robbie?
So she can send a wire.
All right, hold on. Now, everybody, stay tuned for our regular caller on the phone today. Karen.
She's a doll, she's a queen, she's a gentle Latin team, Karen. Is her name?
They call Karen.
At a party, she's a number and a rock and rolling number. Everybody's glad she came.
That's me.
Karen. Okay. I'd like to make a point.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a real point here. Okay. Does anybody here really believe that Karen is a strong enough caller to warrant a theme song?
No, but I give
her... I know she's her name is Karen. And
I give her points,
though.
I give
point.
Her points for remembering that she has a theme.
Okay.
And I really think the whole point of the call is usually the theme.
All right.
Don't expect anything beyond this.
Come on, Karen.
She's a doll, she's a queen, she's a gentle,
Karen.
Yes.
What can we do for you, Karen?
Yes, I'm a strong enough caller.
Then, Karen, I spoke out of turn.
Karen!
And Don and Rob have both said now that you don't have to be a strong caller, so you don't have to wow me. But what do you wow me anyway?
Well, I'm Rob A's type. The Aryan race would love me. I'm very Swedish, very blonde.
Wow. There is no one greater nor the south of the equator.
Wow. Hold on, here's the end of your song.
She's alarming, but disarming, and a really very charming modern girl.
Karen. They don't even sing Karen at the end of the song.
Oh, what a
shame. No, she's alarming and disarming and altogether charming.
See, with Karen, the icing is the cake.
Okay, bye, Karen.
Ooh, bye.
Bye-bye, see you later.
Okay, you know, we're attacking perfectly nice people here, and then old Karen slides in and
flies
out with no contribution whatsoever.
I'm an Aryan, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hi, this is Craig Wilson.
Oh, get out of here. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Phone scale.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, a quick point I wanted to make. I know that Bart's a great kid. There's no disputing that, but this volunteer work that you were talking about?
The what?
The volunteer work.
About the volunteer work.
I guarantee you there's a chick involved. I guarantee it.
Listen, once again, how sad it is that you really know so little about my son. And really, I don't care because he's my son. I guarantee you that's not the case.
We'll see.
He's my kid. He's got a girlfriend. Would you like me to bring down the letter and the painting
Bring it down.
Why, now, let me ask you why you have such a problem with that, sir, other than randomly busting balls.
I just wanted to point out the fact that I can guarantee you if he's driving this 45-minute drive every day to volunteer, there's a chick involved.
I can guarantee you you're full of crap, that you don't know anything about the situation. I'm sorry that you are so shallow, or the children that you know or have fathered are so shallow that you would think that, but that's really not true.
All right.
No, not all right. I mean...
No, all right. Thank you.
It's my
kid. Thank you for clarifying.
Hey, pound sand. Really, pound sand.
All right.
You know, someday maybe my son will be working.
But why, when you're bringing up something about the way you dig your kid? But you see, this is why when you do that, this is what you get. This is what you get from the great.
But I didn't even want to mention. I just mentioned what a jerk my kid is, and some guy calls up and says, "Hey,
you're the other side.
We all agree. Yeah.
This was a great phone scam.
I loved it.
I'm glad you asked for it, Mike.
Yeah, blame me.
Where's that guy?
Thank God for Karen.
Oh, that guy hung up. Hello, we need a final caller. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't mock the Chinese basketball team. They've got Yao Ming.
All right, and you just don't be a jackass.
Hello.
Boy, I can feel the love now.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, what?
Hey, celebrity sighting.
Only if you mention our names.
Okay, Jesus and Rupert at a... drinking pina coladas at Trader Vic's, and their hair was perfect. They also kept calling each other Big Man.
Okay, that's it. No prizes today on the phone.
I'm tired.
No prizes today. No prizes.
Jesus Christ. And now we all move. Yeah. I'm starting to talk gibberish. I'm really that fazed by this whole thing.
May I tell you something?
Yeah.
That was an outstanding phone scam. Not that I want it every day, you animals.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I agree.
That was pretty... Oh, come on. You're kidding. That was pretty good, Mike.
I thought it was fantastic.
It was pretty good. I think people like hearing every once in a while when things don't go exactly perfect on this show.
Most importantly, me.
On that rare occasion.
Mike?
Yes.
I'm really thanking God that your house is okay. There we
yeah,
all are.
Thank you.
Okay, all right.
Thank you for pulling it out.
Okay.
Thank you.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
you're both...
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Wow.
Me.
He made it up.
It's Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is it, Buzz?
What's the headline? 48 women in Southeast D.C. are pregnated by Bart Source.
Yes, and he did it all in the name of charity work.
Right.
Now, today on the
news. What is it, big man?
Today, big man, ordained to be a leader, will John Kerry win because of his royal blood?
Oh, his royal blood.
Oh, pithy this.
Stay tuned for news and comments,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
The
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Krepa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Now operating with a 7-day delay. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz's news and comments. Buzz brought to you by Viramax, world's number one sexual pleasure. Thank you. Performance enhancer, number one because it works.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested, patented Viramax, available to retailers nationwide. Call 1-888. Try VMAX. And now with news and comments, here's the big guy.
I'm Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
This year's political race is a toss-up. We determined in an impassioned conversation yesterday it's too close to call and too early to say. But Democrat John Kerry will beat Republican George Bush in the upcoming presidential election if you listen to these guys.
All right.
Researchers in London, mainly experts on British aristocracy, say that judging from past U.S. elections, the guy with the bluest blood always wins. The researchers say John Kerry is related to all the royal houses of Europe and can honestly say he's related to the Russian Tsar Ivan the Terrible. Quoting one researcher, the coming election will go to John Kerry.
Really? He's a blue blood.
What about Bill Clinton?
He didn't have any blue blood, did he?
I don't know. I think perhaps he did.
Really?
Actually, now that you mention, I mean, I can't recall it specifically, but I recall that being mentioned at some point.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
He's a blue blood.
A blue blood. As blue I hang blood. From the raptors. Oprah's rich. But because she's a registered voter, her number has come up for jury duty.
Oh, now dig on this. You got it. You've got to hear this.
Yeah, and tell me this isn't PR. Tell me this lady couldn't have gotten out of it if she wanted to.
Well, no.
She actually tried, or she says she did anyway. They let her, by the way,
liar.
They let her go in and out of the courthouse through a special door, but officials say the star treatment ends there. The daytime diva told reporters she didn't think she'd be picked because she's too opinionated.
How much wider is the special door than the regular door?
I think
this.
You know.
Buzz, you have the quote. I saw her on TV today.
She was wrong about not being picked. She was picked, and now she says, and I quote.
Keep in mind, Mike, it's a murder trial.
Wow.
It is a murder trial. And listen
life
to this.
And death.
I saw this on ABC. Go ahead.
Quoting Oprah. I'm hoping this doesn't take longer than a week because I've got shows to do. End quote. And really, you know, how many of us in the jury pool can say that?
I've got shows to do.
It's a murder trial.
Yeah.
Really.
Oprah.
Let me just say, whoever the poor sap is,
right,
you might as well get ready for prison love.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah is on your jury. And she wants to get this thing wrapped up in a week.
Wrap it up and go out the special door.
Hello, guilty.
Now, most parents think their teenage kids are not having sex. They're half wrong. A new government study shows that although 84% of parents think their teens have never done it, nearly 50% of the 9th through 12th graders have.
Please.
9 out of 10 of the parents say they have talked with their kids about sexually transmitted diseases. 88% of them specifically talked about AIDS.
I think my son was 4 the first time. Is that
you
too young?
No.
Is that
you
too young?
If you're in the minority. You handle it right. You can't start too early. What this study seems to say is that the parents are doing their part by broaching the subject, but that kids are not coming clean about what they have and haven't done.
And that's been around for a million years.
Nothing changes there. You've heard about these...
Maybe you've heard about my son Bart, the saint?
Yes.
Yes. St. Bart, a great kid, a great island.
He's knocked up about 800 girls so far this summer.
Well, that's why he does the volunteer
work.
Contribution to the gene pool.
You know, but on that topic about the kids and sex, especially now that he's starting his second year of college.
Yeah.
You know, on one hand, you want to say, listen, you know, don't even think about it now because you have a kid now. Your life will be ruined and wrecked.
Right.
But then on the other hand, we did go to Price Club to get him a gigantic box of condoms to bring to college with him.
Price really. Is better.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I think, don't you? I mean, the modern way of parenting, you can't.
I mean, what are you going to do?
You can't put your head in the sand, right?
What are you going to do? He's down there without us. What do I think? He's down there going, gee, my dad told me not to have sex with anybody.
Right.
I always do what my dad says.
That works.
Right.
So you were there with him when he got the condoms?
I bought them for him.
Really?
Yeah. I bought him the box, 300.
Good father.
So maybe that'll get you through the first semester, son.
Oh, yeah. God.
I swear to God.
Wow.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, let's send him out and get him.
Well, I was buying other stuff. You know how it is when you go to one of those like Sam's or Costco or something.
Also, you want to make sure it gets done.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You've heard about these.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, thanks, Buzz. Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Was
that part of it, too?
Yeah, that was part of it.
You've heard about these internet sting operations where a cop poses as a child to trap pedophiles who go online looking for victims. Imagine the surprise of a New York detective posing as a 14-year-old boy when the man he arrested turned out to be a fellow detective.
Ooh.
The alleged perp sent nude pictures of himself to the undercover cop, including some shots taken inside the police station. The arrested man billed himself in a Yahoo chat room for teens as Boy Hunter. He said his hobbies included, quote, hooking up with all the young hotties. The man had been on the job with the NYPD for 16 years until he was busted yesterday.
Lock him up.
You never know. Some cops investigating a porn shoot in London wound up on video being serviced by the female porn stars. The cops didn't know the cameras were rolling, but the director says he didn't know the cops were going to do anything besides stop for some autographs. The young officers had stopped by to investigate a crowd that had gathered outside a van in London's Soho district. The crowd was there for autographs, but given the chance, they might have done what the cops did. Anyway, Scotland Yard said it was all very unprofessional and that the officers in question have been suspended.
Right here on the Jerry Todd Show here this morning, and we'll play the incredible contest in just a sec. But right now, a little business to take care of.
I always watch the Jerry Todd Show.
Jerry Todd weather.
And it looks pretty good, it does. It is going to be...
When does he say video?
Don't think it'll rain, though. Let's check the low right now. Overnight low of 45
degrees. What else?
That's a little on the chilly side.
Mm-hmm.
Checking the high, going to get up to 63 degrees. That's a little warmer.
The Jerry Todd Show.
Okay, here we go. Time to make our next incredible contest cash call. And here's hoping that we have a winner this
time. Still hasn't said video.
Someone in the local area here on the Jerry Todd Show. And we'll see who we've got on the video phone. Hello.
There he said video.
Okay, video phone.
Now, where else can you go to pick up some office supplies, a pair of Dockers, sample some little cocktail sausages, and pick out a casket?
Let's video.
Pick out a casket for your Uncle Bernie.
Excuse me, Buzz. I just found it. Excuse me.
Let's video.
There it is. Okay, one more time. It was just the wrong cut.
Let's video.
Back to the news.
And if you're dying to save money on a casket, consider Costco.
Let's video.
The discount chain is test marketing coffins at two locations in the Chicago area.
At
Costco, they're going to sell caskets.
Yeah, caskets and condoms.
Thank you.
I'm here all week.
In the coffin department, there are six models and colors from which to choose, and they can be delivered inside of 48 hours, all for $800.
Wow.
That's less than a third of what a lot of people pay for caskets, and the savings can cut a third off the average total funeral bill.
Oh, man.
Costco sells things at cost and makes its money by selling memberships.
That's incredible.
Not too old for rock and roll and apparently too young to die, Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts. Doctors say he's being treated for throat cancer. They also say he's expected...
What?
Yes, Charlie Watts, throat
cancer.
This
is a shock. He's in such great shape.
Well, it could have been the smoking. He's expected to make a full recovery, though, according to doctors, and be back in the band later this year. They never go away.
Oh, but I bet he'll lose weight.
Charlie is 63.
He's still healthier than Keith Richards.
Yeah, most definitely. Hey, who is he?
Hey, this is Keith Richards, the Don and Mike.
Marlon Brando is healthier than Keith Richards. Marlon Brando has been dead for about 2 months.
I resemble that.
Charlie Watts has been with the Stones for 40 years.
Wow.
AM radio, a technology this show still relies on, may suck in ways you never imagined. It appears AM radio can kill you. A new study shows that neighborhoods near AM radio transmitting towers had 70% more leukemia than neighborhoods that aren't. Leukemia is cancer of the blood. The study shows that the cancer death rate is nearly a third higher near those transmitters. This study out of Korea shows what was also discovered in a study of the Vatican's radio station in Rome. But a scientist in Seattle points out that it still hasn't been proven that AM radio waves are actually causing the cancer. His research shows that if anything suspect, it's the waves from TV and FM transmitters.
FM, dangerous. AM, good.
Radio TV can kill.
New study says marijuana can slow down the growth of brain tumors and other cancers.
Forget it!
Scientists at the University...
I'll live forever!
The University of Milan, they say it's already worked in a petri dish and in animals. Cannabis inhibiting the growth of human brain tumor cells.
Don't get high!
The studies published earlier this year show that cannabis caused several cancers, including skin cancer, to regress. That actually reduced or caused the cancer to back off.
Aren't you happy about that?
Very excited about that story. Wow.
I've never seen the newsman happier about a story.
I mean, we weren't rushing you at all, but you were really getting into your.
He's using hand motions like to exist.
Don, Mike, anything that helps people with cancer.
Yeah, I know. Okay, all right.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for playing the cancer card, Buzz.
And naturally, you know, the last thing I want to do is alarm anyone. So
no, not you.
Don't worry about that little cut on your leg.
Why?
Just because a guy in Texas got a little cut on his leg and didn't worry about it until the flesh-eating bacteria killed him.
Oh, no.
All right, hold on. This would be Buzz alarming everybody sound effect.
This guy was a doctor in Houston, and he apparently picked up the bacteria in the Gulf on a fishing trip. Within days, both of his legs were amputated, but it was too little, too late. He went into a coma and became the seventh victim of flesh-eating bacteria in Texas this year.
His legs have got to go.
Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon.
Hold on. What is it? Cartilage? What is it? Damn, it's hard to get this going.
Now, are you carrying both legs at once or just one at a time?
Do two at once. Economize.
Yes.
There it's gone.
The bacteria can also be ingested through seafood, but again, I don't want to alarm anyone.
We never hit that, you know. We always talk over it because it makes a nice little sound at the end.
Does it really? Hold on. What's it on? The longest cartridge in the world?
Yes. Longest in the world.
Hey, dig this fidelity. Listen to this sound.
Listen up. Jerry. All right.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Okay. Here's
the song.
This is the sound of the amputation. Now, we'll let it go all the way to the very end, right? Is that what you want?
It makes just a slight little... Got to be quiet now.
Why won't this listener's head come off?
Yeah, that's nice.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
It's better. I never heard it that clear.
Buzz? When we come back, proof that more young men are taking Viagra.
Well, I don't know. You know, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody young on this show.
No.
I'm looking, for a name singer something.
Viagra.
Yeah, J-Dubs.
Thank you.
J-Dubs. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
Yeah, yeah. The grassroots. And only be one. One is a lonely number. Buzz,
yes.
He is a big man. He is a big guy.
Hey, big guy.
What's happening, Buzz?
I am the big man.
Hey, baby. Remember, you can't spell baby without B-A.
That's right. It's no longer just a rumor that younger men are taking Viagra. In fact, it is a fact. A fact documented by a company that fills prescriptions for employees of Infinity Broadcasting. You're excited.
We're misbehaving over here.
That's all right. That's what you do.
Let me just say something. Mm-hmm. I very rarely say this.
Mm-hmm.
20 years of working with Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most disc jockeys after 5 minutes hate each other.
Oh, yes.
Darling,
we can still do it to each other.
You still can make me laugh.
Absolutely.
That special ribald way of yours.
20 years like a little game of comedy ping pong.
It is.
The fact that younger men are taking Viagra has been documented.
Stop it now.
I'll stop.
See, now
a lot of mine is not for the benefit of on the air. Sometimes, and you know those silly shows that put cameras in the studio.
We'd be dead.
We could never do that here.
We'd be dead. You'd have to wear gloves.
Well, the claim about young men and Viagra has been documented by a company that's filled prescriptions for employees of Infinity Broadcasting.
Hey.
Express Scripts, which also fills prescriptions for people not in radio, says the use of Viagra is up over 300% in men ages 18 to 45. The surveys of college campuses show most young men saying they've never tried the stuff, but then most men would never admit it, especially young men. The underground word on campus is that Viagra helps you perform when alcohol tries to take that away from you.
Mr. Dubs, here are your pills.
What's happening to me?
The doctors say they doubt the Viagra does any good at that point once you're drunk.
Hello, Linda.
Oh, and
it's lasted more than 4 hours.
You won't get any help.
Hold on a second. Are you continuing the same story?
Same story.
Okay, because I got a real quick insurance thing. It's easy for me to tell my wife stuff on the radio
about
real life.
Yeah.
Well, not even about prescriptions. It's just about how screwed up our insurance is.
Jeez, yeah. It sounds like
Hi, this is Frida. You can leave a message on my cell. Thank you.
Hell, you're never there when I need you.
No.
Everybody in my life.
Record your message.
Saint Frida.
Recording. You may hang up.
Saint Bart.
One for more options. To leave your callback number, press 5.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, hello? Hello? Hello?
Erased at the tone.
Hello?
You recorded.
Forget it. Maybe.
Hello?
Here's the deal. My whole family, we go to the same dentist.
Uh-huh.
Went to the dentist.
Yeah.
This is a great call. You love getting this. And they left a message on the machine because I couldn't tell them what to do. So I said, call back, leave a message for my wife.
Right.
He goes, hi, this is so-and-so from the doctor dentist's office.
Uh-huh.
The insurance card that you used last week for you and your wife and for your son for your dental appointments.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's no good.
Huh.
So we really need to know how you're going to be handling your account.
Now, do you think, are you using the new one we got? Does that mean the service we have?
4 or 5.
Yeah, the new one is only good in Haiti. You have to go to a Haitian dentist.
Have you had a problem with it, serious?
No, I think our guy's okay with it.
Yeah.
Of course, he's crooked, so he does what he has to do.
Let me see, what do I have? I've got...
I'm going into mine, though.
Me too. I know I've got that one you've said, Buzz, Express Script.
Right. Yeah, but that's for pills,
and
right?
And then we've got a prescription, and then we've got a dental card, and then we've got a medical card, and then there's one for mental health.
United Healthcare?
That's United Healthcare. That's regular doctor, right?
Right.
Right.
Regular doctor. Do you have a special dentist one, Buzz?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do, too.
Call Carrie. She understands all the
things. I don't have the dentist card.
Hold on. I got the scripts here.
Yeah, Aetna Dental Pro from Viacom.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on.
Look at this. It's a gold card from the Venetian.
Do you have Santa's business card in there?
Yeah. Hey, I don't have a dentist card.
Nor do I.
Oh, yeah, I get one of those.
Wait, I do. Wait, I do.
Did you get that through AARP, Buzz?
No.
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
You got a dentist card?
Aetna. Dental PPO.
Mm-hmm.
I'm screwed then.
I don't know if I have one.
I didn't get a dentist card.
And ask about the mental health card.
No wonder they call it. I've used that one.
Mental health card?
I still have it. I don't know if it's still valid or not.
It's made of taffy.
Yes.
Mine is all dog-eared.
We're supposed to have three. We have one for the doctorin. We have one for the...
dentistin?
We have one for the... For the scripts,
uh-huh.
And we have one for the dentist.
Right.
We have three in their never-ending effort to make it more complicated.
Well, that would be the... Oh, I bet this is the Cunny Honey line ringing. Hello?
Bring home the dentist card.
I don't have a dentist card.
Well, look,
Hold on.
Hey, we're all in here.
Hold on. Beth Ann, do you have my dentist card?
No, I don't have it. I have mine.
You've worked here 2 months. How do you have a dentist card? Joe, do you have one?
Well, they gave me this... thing.
And Joe's got a Best Buy.
I can get free DVDs.
Joe's got a Best Buy thing.
How about that?
I think Buzz...
What is that?
That's a Borgata Black card.
Shut up.
Hot to get, baby.
Baby, I've never had a dentist card.
I'd like a dentist card and a vet card if you could do that, too.
Well, I know that they don't have a vet.
They don't have a vet.
Are you calling your wife right now?
Yeah, we'll get to the bottom of it.
My wallet, boys. Yep. Just jam-packed with casino hosts.
Rob's calling his wife on his cell right now.
I see.
Because this is normally how Rob and I solve something.
Hey, how you doing? Do we have a dentist card for our health care? Yeah, we have one.
I have his prescription
and... A separate
and,
card.
I know. Yeah. We have everything except the dentist one. And
we have the other two.
The dentist called today and said that our insurance card is no good.
Because it's... We need the dental card. So
right.
Sugar, this is in your area.
No, this is not in my area.
Yeah, I don't go to the radio station.
They never gave me a dentist card. I swear to God, they never gave me a dentist card.
They gave all the other boys a dentist card.
How did you get a dentist card, Mike?
In the papers that you fill out once a year to determine your coverage, you have to ask for it.
I filled mine out properly and was given the dental card to cover my dental work.
And I know Mike filled his out properly because he asked what we did.
Yeah. Did you really?
That's right.
Exactly. Wow. You got cheated.
Hold on. This is your job. This is not my job.
Carrie, wait a minute.
Frida, I asked you that, but then somebody filled it out for me. And I wonder who that was.
God bless him.
Really? Somebody filled it out for you?
I think somebody helped me with it.
Your dentist card?
Somebody helped me with all that stuff.
Was it Dubs?
Because, I asked Frida. You didn't fill it out for me, did you, Frida?
No, I didn't fill it out, but I told you what we did, which is just... Like, check everything. We need everything.
Okay, I still think I went to somebody else.
Anyway, we got a message on the machine at home from the dentist saying, pay your bill.
Yeah,
I have a
card. Okay, get the card.
How am I going to get the card? Who am I going to
go? You go in and you ask somebody in charge there.
And in 6 months, you'll have it.
That'll be nice. Just talk to Alan. He'll have one for you.
Hey, Alan.
Hi.
Not nearly as valuable as this particular card.
What's that?
The One Club card.
Mm-hmm. I have that one.
This one benefits you at Mandalay Bay, Luxor, Excalibur, Monte Carlo, Circus, Colorado Bell, Edgewater, and Slots of Fun.
Wow.
Not to mention Slots of Fun.
Slots of Fun. That's a little further east.
I have that card.
All right. Thanks, baby.
Thanks for nothing.
What do you mean thanks for nothing?
I mean, you said thanks, but I don't know why.
I said thanks for calling in.
Oh, all right. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you for being you. You know what you should do.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being my good lady.
Mm-hmm. All right. I love you.
Kiss her when you get home for me.
I love you, too.
Just delete the message from the dentist. I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, that's always the way to handle it. Yeah. Just delete it. Right. Just delete a message from the dentist that we've been going through 15 years.
Well, what's he
going
to do? Put the plaque back on?
Hey, loser. Fine. Hey, loser, your card was no good.
I'm surprised.
I'll change our number when we get home, darling. I'll handle it the way we handle all our bills.
I'm surprised the person at the front desk at the dentist's office didn't follow up, because usually they do the extra effort.
Oh, God.
Your card doesn't work. What time's lunch?
All right, we got to go.
All right, bye.
Bye. Love you, darling.
Love you, too.
Okay. I bet you do.
Wow.
We got to get out of here.
Yeah, we do. In sports, a major victory for Kobe Bryant as the judge rules for the last time the accuser's sexual history can be brought into Kobe's rape trial.
I am over the Kobe Bryant trial.
Well, it's not over yet.
All right.
Kobe's lawyers have evidence, stained underwear, that indicates she had somebody just before and just after her encounter with Kobe. Word is both the prosecutor and the accuser are now looking for a way to stop what they've started. Apparently, they're over it, too.
You know what's still great, though?
What?
I mean, it's tragic, but the Scott Peterson thing?
Yes.
Have you heard the tapes of him?
Oh, the testimony today.
The tapes where he's lying to Amber, his mistress.
Still trying to woo her while they're looking for his wife.
Well, I guess I kind of love Lacey. I'm kind of looking for... Do you think I could see you tonight?
At one point on the tape, the girlfriend accuses him of offing his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it gets good.
That's good. Amber Fry.
That masseuse had good instincts. Finally, a love story from the English countryside about a man, a girl he loves, and his wife. The man is 58-year-old Ken Brewster, who fell in love with Lucy even though she's 41 years younger. That's right, she's 17. Legal, but creepy enough to send one of your eyebrows up into your scalp.
Don't even think about it.
41 years.
Yeah. Stop it.
So Ken is...
Stop what?
Ken, stop it.
CB interference, Mike.
Stop it.
In England, Ken is dumping his 57-year-old wife, who over the years gave him 3 children, who've produced 5 grandchildren. Now, Grandpa's shacking up with a teenage girl. The couple fell in love and rendezvoused secretly for 4 months until the missus caught him in the act.
It was real low level.
This is especially embarrassing also because the missus is...
Could you even hear that one?
Yes.
Really? What about this one?
I hear it.
Very faint.
That was loud.
Yes. Thank you.
For what?
Being caught with a woman 41 years his junior was especially embarrassing because also his missus ministered at a local church.
Oh, yeah.
Let us pray.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Today we don't have time for, really, we don't have time for the normal goodbye song.
So long, everybody. So long, that's it, bye.
We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to
good
you,
day
sir.
To you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Day to you, sir.
All right, and you?
This card is no good.
Okay.
Bye.
Eat a lot.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
If you're losing your hair or know someone who is, you can't afford to miss the bald truth every Sunday right here. To empower yourself right now, go to www.thebaldtruth.com.
I'm there.